This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. I'm joined by Johnny and Scotty of the Manor. Oh, yeah, Danny's here.
Danny's just got here now as well.
First year.
Danny's here.
First year.
Tell you, I just tricked him.
How's it going?
How are you guys?
Is that a lie?
Yeah, of course it was.
We ain't starting with a freestyle.
No, we're not.
I just ran down the hall for nothing.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Where did you go?
I went for a fag, but I went a long way. Couldn't get out that door.
Oh, babe, sorry about that.
Oh, dear.
Do you remember the last time you came to the studio and you didn't actually arrive at all?
That's why I came early. I was first here today, wasn't I?
Yeah, you smashed it. I'm very proud of you. And boys, you've had a busy year.
We have. It's been very fun as well.
Yeah, it's been about 4 months since we've seen each other, because you came in just before the summer kicked off, didn't you?
Was that May time?
It was definitely like a long period, too long.
Springish.
Yeah. I've aged a lot in that period of time as well.
Yeah, I didn't recognise you.
No. Like Morgan
Freeman.
We were meant
to see you at Lovebox, weren't we?
Yeah, I saw you, but these two were AWOL.
I'm not even going to mention what was wrong with me that day, but I was not in a fit state to see anyone.
Was that day you got the mac and cheese and bounced?
Yeah. When I'm seeing my missus.
Oh, because you were tired, or because you'd been you'd gone a bit too far?
I was tired.
You bottled it early doors.
Good boy. Doors. Get some sleep
in.
But that's not something you guys have been doing, getting sleep in. You've been releasing music. You've been performing everywhere. Plus, exciting news, we've got a brand new single coming
next
week. And it's a single that you've been working on a little bit of time, and you thought maybe you weren't going to be able to release it because it wasn't right. And then suddenly...
It was always there, but it was... We were sort of waiting for the right time.
Yeah,
we've been getting together an album. We've been working on all year.
Yeah.
And
we almost finished it, and then it just weren't quite right.
95, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then we were trying to find the last 5%, and it went back up to about 50, and then we binned it, and it came back from the dead, a bit like us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
After a sesh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And it's come out at the perfect time, because it's going to come out 1st of December, next Friday.
Session season.
And it's Christmas.
This is going to be the anthem
for everyone's Christmas. If you're having a piss up this Christmas and you don't play this song, it ain't a proper piss up. Let's have it right.
But that's how we started. Last Christmas, we had like just a ridiculous amount of parties in a row. It was just every night it become a sesh. Everyone was going to the pub and going, where are we going after? Immediately.
You've been there 10 minutes. Everyone, where's the afters?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he sent us a beat. In the new year, I remember speaking to Dan and Scott, and we said, what are we going to do? This beat was mad. This was the cess beat. And it was like, oh, fuck me, this is going to be a good song. What are we going to talk about? It was like, fuck me, we've just been on a cess for 2 months.
That's all we had to say. You can only really talk about what's going on at the time.
I feel like that's you guys to a T. Just say it as it happens.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a documentary.
Because that the whole EP was, when you last came in, and it was like the progression of the night out where you're like, you know, ready for it, you're on it, you've done it for 2 days now, and then you're just really sad and a little bit sort of like...
Sloppy.
Melancholy.
You need a cuddle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's everybody has been through that.
Yeah.
Even if you don't drink, I think you've been through that hard... maybe not.
Everyone likes a cuddle, come on.
That is gospel truth right there. So we're going to kick off the show with Little Sims. You guys fans of Little Sims?
Yes. This is a
brand new Little Sims track.
I'm looking forward to it.
Poison Ivy. She just dropped the video for it. It's very edgy.
Ooh.
It's just her sort of like sat down doing the song. It's cool though.
Yeah.
A bit like...
the Nao song. Yeah. Like Nao in the morning when she's naked.
Oh, Nao.
Nao, yeah. You not seen that video?
Yeah.
She's edgy.
I trust you to see it.
That's the most edgy video I saw last year. Was that Nao? It is Nao.
Yeah, it's Nao. I love Nao.
Yeah, she's sick.
She's also a really nice person.
Really?
Like, so nice. I once DJed with her, and she was like, hi, I'm Nao. I'm a singer. I was like, I know who you are. I love your music. Because she did a track with AK Paul. Well, she works with Jai Paul and AK Paul.
Yeah.
And she does sick tune with them. Like,
I love that the Muramasa tune, Fireflies.
She's just a really good vocalist, isn't she?
Yeah, sick.
So let's have a listen to someone different.
Yeah.
But Little Sims got so much time for her. Have you seen her live before?
No, we've not.
She's
really
very good at doing that.
When's
a bit like you guys.
Yeah. When's the next one?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I saw her at festival season, so I saw her a couple of times at different festivals, and she was just... It's hard at festivals.
Oh, yeah.
You have to capture the crowd, you know? But you guys know how to do that, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
You know how to sell out the beer. You know how to make everyone, like...
Come to a half the party for 3 days afterwards as well.
Turn venues upside down.
Yeah. Get venues closed down. That's the next accolade. Get a venue shut down.
Dan's been doing that for years.
Try not to.
Right, let's listen to a bit of music and then we're going to come back and we're going to play a bit of Shit or Hit, which I think you guys are quite excited about.
Yeah, we are.
Sweet.
This is toxic, I know. We ain't doing ourselves any good. We ain't doing ourselves any favors. We'll forever be, I wish we could. I'll forever be misunderstood. This is toxic, I know. Cut it off from now, man, I should. Tell you that I'm out, man, I should. Got me so attached and I hate it. Something on your chest, you should say it. Don't you know there's rules to the game? Better learn the game before you play it. This is toxic, I know. But I'm on the edge. Don't push me now, don't let me down. I got your thoughts in my head. Trying to give you mine, though, instead. Don't be so indecisive, what we said. Go with the flow and vibe is what you said. Be gentle with my heart, yeah, I say. Then we fuss and fight till we bled. Don't be so insecure, oh, he says. I'll be yours for sure, oh, he says. Make me a better person, oh, I say. In your eyes, all I see is red. This is toxic, I know. But I'm on the edge. Don't push me now. But don't let me down.
Little Sims, what do we think of that, boys? Were you listening?
I was very vibey.
Guys, hold on. Scotty's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
WTF?
I know. I didn't even wish you happy birthday. I don't think.
Neither of you did.
No. I knew you got Alden. There was a WhatsApp. It don't count when you
Mate,
do it on WhatsApp.
What's that group chat that I want a phone call? At least a personal WhatsApp.
No, well, then even after that, I rang you and I was in a bit of a rush.
You rang me to talk business.
Talk business. But I said, happy birthday, no. Scott, anyway.
Yeah, when we've been up on whatever for how long?
Yeah, I did. I was first one. You didn't even say thank you.
You've got to wake up on your birthday and get phone calls.
There's always next year.
cannot believe there's always next year. I can't believe that. I'm so sorry that I didn't, but I didn't know.
That's all right.
Happy birthday. You didn't even put it on your Instagram or anything.
People make two big deals out of birthdays. It happens every year. I hate birthdays.
No, shut up. Birthdays.
These are Scrooge birthdays.
I don't like being forced into a motive. There's about 45 birthdays a year. You can't plan your own nights out.
There's a 45.
I had to go Craig David for a 30th. I had to pay 40. I ain't paid him yet, but I paid £40 for a ticket.
But you haven't paid £40 for a ticket.
Are you gonna?
No, I'm not going to pay him. No, because we couldn't even see anything. I was at the back of it. It was like, nah, it was a noose. Nice one, Mark. Happy
birthday. Not like Craig David concerts like that.
No, I don't. Look. No, I've been and seen him. He's good at a festival. He's good at House Fest. But no.
He's good in a small, intimate thing.
It's better when it's a big, mad thing. I'm at the back. I'm behind Sheila singing her lungs out. Like, I can't see nothing.
Do love Sheila, though. Yeah.
She was a lovely girl. She's a lovely girl.
So we're going to play a game now. It's called Shit or Hit. And yep. I'm going to play you little clips of songs. And I'd like you to tell me whether you think they're shits or hits. But I want to know why. So yeah, is it because you hate that person or you love that person? Or is it because you just don't like the song? So we'll kick it off with Noel Gallagher, I think, and the High Flying Birds.
Ooh. My mate.
It's John's mate, yeah.
It's my mate, yeah.
Your man, is he?
Yeah, he's my mate. He's a good mate of mine. I'm going to see a match with him in December.
Are you going, yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited you're going down with
him. Oh, and I know what you're going to say to this song then. So have a listen. This is Holy Mountain.
Heard it already.
Beg.
Okay.
I don't know if I recognised him in that.
Right, okay. Do you know what? He's a mate, but I've got to be honest. His new stuff ain't been great. He knows, but he knows that. He said he's going to be coming back with some better stuff soon.
You told him?
Yeah, I told him.
Should be a good pal and be honest with him.
He goes to John when he wants like to see if he thinks the song's good or not.
He'll go to me. At the moment, his brother's out doing him. He'll know what I mean when I say that, but he's got some good stuff coming.
Hold on. Why does he ring you when he needs to like check his music?
Because he's a great songwriter.
I know that.
No, it is literally because of that. He was like, listen, I want to hear about your opinion on this riff. I remember him saying, I was like,
riff.
That ain't great.
What's a riff? Who's he falling out with?
A guitar riff. A few non-songwriters out there, that means a guitar riff.
No, it's a riff, John. It's R-I-F-F.
Well, we call it riffs. Real songwriters call it riffs.
So how did you strike up this friendship with Noel Gallagher then?
Brit Awards. We had a
Started the Brits, didn't it?
We had a right good drink. We had a little chat about, I was telling him a bit about rap music, South London rap music. He was telling me about Manchester in the 90s.
Oh, that's sick.
We struck up a really great friendship from there. And now he just shouts me for a bit of opinions on his new stuff.
He's a nice person, actually.
No, he is. No, honestly, that was the first and only time I met him, and he is a super, super nice guy.
He don't like pictures either, but he took a picture of you.
He took a picture of me. He told me I was a truth, that's why.
Didn't he ask you for the smudge?
Yeah, no, he asked me. He said, oh, you do a bit of rap, do you? So like, oh, that's sweet. I'll have a picture with him. Go on, manager, get a picture.
That's cute. I think I've seen that picture, actually.
Yeah.
So you and him are best friends, but you're not sure that his music...
I'll be straight out. I don't like that. And I like the first High Flying Birds album, but I don't like that at all. So sorry, Noel.
Boys, what do you think?
I'll go with John.
No, I thought it sounded all right.
It don't sound like Noel.
I was on the fence, but...
So it's a hit for Scotty?
Yeah.
And a shit for you too?
It's a bit shit. I was trying to like it, because I like him, but I was just...
You don't have to.
Plus, he's John's pal, so I feel a bit guilty if I don't like it, so I'll give him a bit of props.
Okay, at least you got one out of three, though, so, you know, you can't have everything.
You think it's a hit? You actually think that's a hit?
I don't think it's shit.
Yeah, so I've been saying, I don't think it's a hit.
It's a bit.
Can we have or?
No.
Yeah, a bit.
All right, it's got to be shit. It's got to be shit.
Shit, we'll go shit.
Is it three shits now?
Nah, bollocks. I'm not being two on one.
Yeah. Okay, I think I probably agree. It doesn't sound like him.
No, honestly, it's not.
But if you didn't know it was him, would you be more or less judgmental about it?
No.
Because you think it's going to be groundbreaking.
No, that's an interesting question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're so good at this, Scotty. Thanks. You should become a radio host.
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah, this is your this is your moment.
It's your audition. You're a producer.
Hiya! Okay, so up next we've got Khalid with Young, Dumb, and Broke. This is doing very well at the moment.
Just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb, young, dumb, and broke.
So what do we think of Khaled?
I'm going to go and see him in February, actually. I'm going with Mrs. to go and see him. My Mrs. loves Khalid.
You think that's a big tune, yeah?
Banger.
Big, certified banger.
Is it all right?
Oh, I love it.
Certified banger.
Fantastic. He's a wise songwriter beyond his years. He's only 19 or something.
And he's clever what he's doing with
me. He's really young.
Like the brand, the whole little American Dream branding and that. He had the best song on the Calvin album, in my opinion, as
We're talking about this one song, though, this particular
No, we're talking about the artist as a whole.
Nice shit or hit.
Yeah,
but then,
yeah, I think that connects with the youth of today.
I think it's a banger.
He's a young songwriter, very gifted guy, and I think it connects.
But Young, Dumb and Broke, he's young, but he's quite intelligent and obviously got a bit of readies about him.
Yeah, he's trying to steal our brand.
Don't know about that.
That was our brand 5 years ago.
So, what are we saying, shit or hit?
Hit.
Shit for me again.
Danny says shit.
I say hit. He's a hit. He's been on top 20 for
100 million streams.
No, guys, it's only a hit if you say it is.
No, it's a hit.
I looked at the UK top 40 chart. It's been here 20 weeks. So, yeah, it's a hit.
Yeah, it's big. He came out of nowhere as well. Yeah. I mean, I guess he is 19, so it's like his first thing.
He's only 19.
Well, that's what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give him a hit then.
Give him a hit. Jesus Christ.
Aw, it is Christmas almost.
Encourage the youth, Dan.
Yeah, big up the youth.
Big up the youth.
Well, I agree. And I think the final one is another young'un who you guys are fans of anyway. We were just having a little chit-chat about her. She's been on the show a few times, and this is her brand new single, Decline, Ray, featuring Mr. Easy, who's a lovely, jubbly guy as well. Good girl, yeah, baby. I was always there for you.
Scotty, I'm going to have a bullseye with you now. This is in the top 10 by January.
It's not number one, in my opinion. No, you said certified number one.
All right, okay, I might have been a bit strong.
It will go top 10. I think the chorus, using the cover and the chorus, was genius. Light Ray, lovely girl, great artist.
Voice of an angel.
As a complete record, I don't know if it's a number one.
We got a tune with Ray, and she probably forgot about it now.
We need to hold her to that before this goes number one.
We got a tune with Ray. It's a banger. This is a banger as well. Very clever, smart bit of writing. Jinjin probably was involved in some capacity.
Don't know. I don't know that they definitely work together, don't they?
Yeah.
She brought her down.
I should know that, but
we were doing a little. So we came in the studio, and she literally walked in. We had a hook, and I nearly cried. Like, literally, it was the best I've ever heard someone sing in front of a room full of... She's young as well.
In front of a room full of people,
all snouting, and she's
coming.
She's
from South London, I mean, she?
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. That's why she could deal with
obviously.
It.
Obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. Top girl.
She's wise beyond her years.
Yeah. I couldn't believe she was that
she's
young.
She's 20.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of time for Ray, got a lot of time for that track. And I want that bullseye squat in the new year, yeah?
I am going to go with you and say I think it's going to be top 10 by January.
Yeah.
He thinks number one.
You said guaranteed number one.
I was lagging when I wrote that. WhatsApp.
I'll have a bullseye with you. I ain't. How about that?
Huh?
Bullseye don't go number one.
No, I ain't doing that. What do you want?
What's bullseye?
I'll give you 8 to 1. 50 quid. Yeah. I'll give you 8 to 1 now.
Okay, listen, guys, this isn't like Betfred or whatever. Okay, so this is a resounding hit then, I think, from everybody, yeah?
Well done, Ray.
Nice hit, yeah.
We love Ray, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
She's a babe, and that's a good song. Also, I think it's... did you know, this is something you probably do know because you're music aficionados, but Dua Lipa was the first number one from a woman since Adele. So it's actually, I think, a lot more difficult for a woman, as in a solo performer, not single, as in not got a boyfriend.
She keeps declining. There we go. Put me on her PR team.
I think it's actually difficult for solo women to get to number one.
Yeah.
So it's even more difficult as a woman, and she's
weird,
smashing it.
It's weird. They do it. It's always like as a feature on a big DJ's thing.
100%.
You know what it is? You know, I had this argument with Elle. I said, they don't. With girls, I don't think a lot of the time they allow them to do their personality. They either go down the sex route or the sad, I've been whatever, and I don't think there's enough.
Whereas I think Ray is, and all the
she
girls,
is a personality.
And also a lot of the girls, like Mabel and Dua Lipa, like a lot of them are bringing the vibes of...
They are now.
It's the way it was. Remember the time when you had Kate Nash, Amy Winehouse, Lily was out. You had that era of, you know,
big charismatic
women that were making bangers. We might be getting back to that because even it's across the scene, look at Maya Jama now. Maya Jama is, do you know what I mean? He's the most, you know, personable and charismatic. And it seems like she started a bit of a wave.
I was talking about that the other day. I was saying you have to, like, doing a radio show, you can tell with the way Maya Jama speaks and chats, it's natural. She's just chatting. Which, like we're doing now, we're just having fun and we're having a nice time, and that's what it should be. And it's the same with music.
I think because of socials and especially Snap and Insta-Snap and whatever.
Insta-Snap. All right, Grandad. Insta-Snap. www.google.com and all those.
But everyone can get their personality across now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you can create your own brand. It doesn't have to be manufactured anymore. So that these girls can empower themselves and get themselves across.
Do you know what? I have actually seen you lot doing a lot of this recently because I love your little... I can't talk to camera. So my friends are like, you should do that thing where you're like, oh, here I am and this has happened. I just can't do it.
I know what you mean.
But you're really good at it.
Mummy's not.
No, I'm not. I can't do it in public. I feel like a div. If I'm standing there and people are walking past, like, I just feel, what a div. Like, you're a div. You're standing there looking. Like,
he's the best at doing hangover selfie videos.
Yeah, I'm all right in the morning. I'm sitting in bed. But yeah, if I'm out in public, I'm... More time, you want to be enjoying yourself when you're out, so I don't really...
But I enjoy yours because it's you doing it. Yeah. Like, as in, it's your personality, so it's cute, and I like it.
Whereas, I got told... Oh, sorry.
No, go on.
I got told I'm not allowed to do it anymore because I pout too much during the
party. He does this thing where he's sort of like he's trying to get into focus.
But look at those lips. You got a pout.
Well, secretly, it's just because he ain't got his glasses on.
I can't see where the focus is. No,
oh, yes. That's definitely ruined the mystique for all those ladies out there. I'm just actually a little bit blind. Can't see anything.
Well,
you did very well on the shit or hit, I think. But that's probably the most in-depth we've got on this show.
Did we really?
I'm going to give you a win for that. Talking of winning, I've got a really, really cool game that we're going to play with one of the guests in a bit. And I kind of really want to tell you, but then also I don't want you to prepare, so I'm not going to tell you. All right. Talking of preparing, we're going to be doing a little freestyle later. Do you want to tell everyone what the beat is you're going to be doing?
No, we don't want to tell you.
Okay. No, big surprise.
It's a banger.
So we're going to finish the show.
I've been shot.
By the way...
Oh, for fuck's sake. couldn't help yourself, could you?
He hasn't really. Just to be clear, no one needs to call 999. He's fine.
No, he's all right.
He's making a pun. Well, not a pun, a clue.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that at the end of the show to finish off. But poor old Danny was outside having a fag, and we decided to ring him and tell him that it was time to do it now. So you had to actually.
I had to cut a piss short.
Yeah. Oh.
I had to cut a piss short. I'm still sitting here waiting to go finish the piss.
You've got half a wee left.
Half a wee.
Oh,
yeah.
Babe. Do you want? Should we play some music so you can go for half a wee?
I might go for another fag if you play some music.
See you 10 minutes later.
So you know who Jaden Smith is, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
He's released another song featuring Rory.
I listened to see that last night.
Yeah.
I
tell you what, you know when you hear Jaden Smith doing rap music, blah, 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 I always already half decided I wasn't going to like it, but I think his music's quite sick.
It's good. He's got a track with ASAP, which is good as well.
It's called Sire, the album. Yeah. It's quite big and it's quite feature heavy with like big artists. Yeah. He is literally about 10, and it's so frustrating that he's really good at everything.
He's very technical.
Sick performer as well.
Very technical.
I see a video of him performing, look crazy.
And you know when people are young, like people that are like he's like 17 or 18 or something, right?
Yeah.
And they're like that weird meta cool where it's like, I'm trying to be so uncool that I'm cool. Mm. He's actually cool.
Yeah.
Like he genuinely is like someone that you'd be like, he's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care, he'll do.
He became a meme at one point because he was so cool. Like, literally, like, all them memes they used to have on Jaden Smith, like, he had his face. I don't remember, so I ain't going to go further into it. But yeah.
Good story,
cool.
Though.
Good story, bro. Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
Prepare that one.
So this is Falcon. Let's have a listen and you can give an in depth opinion after it's finished, okay? Danny?
Yeah.
Wee wee time.
You got the cash, well I'm about to come and embezzle, man. I'm on a whole nother level. I put the bass up in your face and you feeling the treble. You joke is Tony like kettle. My super flow is so Olympic that I need a medal. Pop out the bushes like hello. I reach for the top, never settle. You say you rock, you a pebble. I rock and roll, I'm heavy metal. Where are you now? Where are you now? I'm whooping it, sitting back, listening. Where are you? Where are you now? Whooping it, butterfly, butterfly. Where are you now? Falcon.
roll. There's cops on the roll. There's cops on the roll. Fuck 'em. There's cops on the roll. Falcon. I'm on the move. Cops on the roll. Douse 'em. I got you all bouncing. Falcon.
I am not afraid to walk the lonely road. I'm so curious of where it goes.
See all of the stars, constellations, I'm impatient, you are beautiful, beautiful, you should know, wherever you go, I'ma follow, wherever you go, I'ma follow, my heart is so hollow, I'm high as Apollo, 17 hella follows with all LA models, who got the red bottoms and bottles, we got a gold skirt, hand on the throttle.
Only you could hold me down, what do you think that I'm doing when you're not around, I'm just at home by myself.
Or out with them girls, but we both know that doesn't help me. No, no, I'm ready to go. So much better than before. Niggas said I wasn't dope, but now my head is on the road. Got me swerving off the road. All the cops are on the road.
I'm relaxing East Atlanta. I'm an African American, a variant to what my city's like in the world. It's on the hill. I just roll up the gas and pass it all around a circle to my dead one homies. Oh, you acting like you know me? Remember when I was so low key? Chill in the cup with a doobie and a cutie. Man, I gotta live life. I know they gon' judge me. But that's a necessary evil. And I was born to sin like people. I'm living a lie. Trying to do what is right. Tool in my hand, boy, they don't understand. We had to stick it to the man. We about to hit the road, get the money while I can. Let them hate on this event. That's just a piece of the plan.
Breaking news, there seems to be a high speed police chase heading northbound on the Los Angeles 101 freeway. There seems to be two cars trying to outrun police officers with Falcon Wing doors. This is interesting. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to Dayton Smith. Come through. It's a tune, isn't it?
Big tune.
Banger.
Decent.
Massive album as well, so you can proper get your teeth into that. It's worth your $9.99 or however much.
Yeah, 17 tracks it is, I think. A lot of bang for your buck.
Not as many as Chris Brown's one, though, was it?
No. 45. Still ain't finished it. I started listening to it 4 weeks ago.
What do you think of that?
Well, it went fastest gold-selling album of the year, innit? So
excuse
it worked.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get that stato over there? Stato.
I've done my own work, mate. I'm pitching for a job. Hello, producer.
So that's crazy because it put me off completely 100. Not that I'm the biggest. I'm not the biggest Chris Brown fan, to be honest. But I definitely was fully put off by the level of...
No, defo. Raised eyebrows for me as well. But, you know, maybe that's the formula.
Yeah, I mean, it's in this
works.
World where
obviously
people...
Works, you know what I mean?
Everyone just skits through tracks like that now, really and truly. Yeah, so
it's streams. You release 45, what everyone will do is just pick the ones they like, add them to a playlist, and you give people more to choose from.
That's true. And also, people want to pick songs that other people haven't picked, so... Yeah. I haven't heard it that much on the radio. They definitely don't play it on many radio stations.
No.
But maybe that's because he doesn't get the UK support that
he did.
I don't
think, when you go into a label and you say you've got 45 tracks and you say to an A&R, pick one to lead with, do you know what I mean? I think he's still trying to work through which one's the best one to go with. Like,
but as you say, gold, that's crazy. You know what I mean? That is crazy. So in a minute, we've got Tops Mafioso coming in, chatting about his brand new single. Then we're going to do a bit of music news and reviews, which is where we talk through the latest news that's going on in the music world. But before that, I wanted to chat a little bit about next year. So I know you can't really tell me, but I know you've got some sick features coming in the next few...
Be ready. Be ready.
Like, next level.
Madness.
How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 for 2018?
49. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
97.
104.
Sick. Because I think next year is your year. It's the year of the manor.
Yeah.
We have been saying this.
Yeah, we have.
We've been saying this for a few years. But we've been bullshitting for a little while. But yeah.
I don't think... I think it's really kicked off this year, though.
Yeah, no, it has. We've been busy And it's, you know, it's been from one good thing to another. And we've been preparing, though, for a year like this for a little while. So
that's how it works. You've got to take a year off in a certain degree. Because it ain't been our most 100%. Active year. The year before was probably a lot more
musically
active.
We haven't been as active, but we've made a lot of progression this year.
I've
been in the studio every day.
You were talking about the Christmas parties you were having last year. And this I think, very telling thing about you guys, you're not having one this year, which means probably because you've been so busy and you've been working so much, it's kind of a good sign that you're not partying.
Yeah.
I've started getting up early, you know.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I've had a little bit of time off, times myself.
Making the most of his gym membership, yeah.
And we've got a big show we can't announce yet, but it's imminent. Yeah. And so we didn't want it to get... There will be something on sale over Christmas.
Yummy.
There'll be a few things on sale saying that.
We've got a little Christmas amber.
It's always mysterious. That's what I think. We always keep it. It's like Jonathan Creek, isn't it? Like a mystery in that.
Yeah, people are sitting around just saying, and that's a show.
Do you know what I mean?
Just announce something.
Give me a tune. But yes, it's coming.
It's coming.
And that's a promise.
And there's some tasty features. If there was one person, and obviously you can't say the people that are already featured, so don't say them. But who would you love to do a track with? Not realistic.
Let me make up for what I was saying earlier. Not Gallagher.
Elvis.
Not Gallagher.
Elvis.
Yeah, okay. Alive.
Alive.
Oh, Jesus. Take Quantum Leap. Like.
Well, I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, so you never know, do you?
Ooh. I mean, no, we do know.
No.
Yeah, he died on the loo. We've seen it.
Oh, I'd go with... Roadside G's.
Oh.
Wow.
I'll do a grime set, a long grime
set.
Shout out Alan B. My G. Who's it?
Scotty, please, can you pick someone alive?
Yeah. 21 Savage.
Oh, wow. That would be
good.
Let's
do someone current, someone who is out
there now. What about Post Malone?
I'm a big fan of Post Malone. Big fan of Post Malone.
Post Malone and I are very good friends. Did you know this?
Shut up.
Really?
No way.
Well, we've met once. I didn't interfere with him.
You, him and John and Noel Gallagher should all have a little do.
I have actually met Noel Gallagher as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me just pick all these names up off the floor. we did a FUBAR interview with him where he revealed that his favourite place to go in London is Wetherspoons.
Which one, though?
I think
he probably only thinks there's one, isn't
there? Yeah, I think so. Because he just turned 20. Can you believe that?
No way.
Yeah,
I've got to say, he don't look 20.
No, he does not. He was having his first legal drink because he was in the UK, so he could drink.
Oh, shit.
And he did that in Wetherspoons and he loved it.
So he's got a new album coming, isn't it?
Yeah, he's unreal. I really have a lot of time for him. He's also a very nice person.
You can tell.
When he was leaving the building, I was sat at the bus stop and he was like, "You all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, some of us got to get the bus home." And he was like, "Oh, you can have a lift if you want." I was like, "It's fine."
Why didn't you take a lift?
I don't know. I think I said it and then I was like, shit, I should have...
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd only met him for like half an hour. Let's play a little song. This is the new one from Steph London. Now, have you heard this? Yeah, with Skepta.
Have you not heard it?
He sounds like, I ain't gonna lie, the hook, and this isn't me digging anyone out, sounds like Angelica from the Rugrats. Is it that one?
I think it's meant to be like a child voice, which is a little bit odd, but I like it.
It's a good show.
It's a banger. It's a banger. Let's have a listen. This is Ding a Ling, Steph London featuring the one and only Skepta. Oh!
Harriet Rose!
No, that's not. That's my drop for the show, just to remind you guys that's my radio show.
Okay.
Shall I play the song now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
press the wrong button.
Sure, you don't want to drop the jingle again, though.
Shall I just play something else?
Good job, B.
There we go. Yeah,
Ding a Ling! Ding a Ling! Ding a Ling! My Ding a Ling! I want you to play with my
one be the man. Sliding my DMs on Instagram. I don't know if you know who the fuck I am, but somebody best tell him who the fuck I am. She's Steph London, 5'5", big tits, brown eyes. See them dick pics, she ain't really bad at life. She'll gun buck your mom, then slap your wife. Oh, other brothers waiting at the door. Couple more brothers down the road on the floor. Oh, pussy getting double on course. This pussy ain't never been on tour. Still pussy get wetter than the seashore. Dice pineapples make him wanna eat more. Fucking up some commas in pajamas. If a brother bring the drama, I'ma bring the llama, do it like Obama.
Ding-a-ling.
autumn, winter. She don't wanna build and link up. Nah, she's not into that mix up. Them artists could not draw this picture. Sex so good, I forgot to eat. Sex so good, I forgot to sleep. This is my princess, this ain't a bitch. Your ting needs to get put on the leash. Don't put me in that competition. Man like me, I'm in pole position. Walked in a dance like Scott, the difference. Gold chain looking like a pop to pissing. We nearly went separate ways, but I made a grown decision. We let bygones be bygones. We do not go into vision.
Ding-a-ling featuring Skepta, Steph London. The Manor is still with me, boys. How you doing?
Sweet.
How's the what's it called, presenting going?
Oh, it's
loving it. What do you reckon?
Easy, yeah, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think it's all right, yeah. And Topps Mafiosa's in the building. How's
come
it going?
On, come on, come on. What's good? What's good?
You look very dapper.
Thank you very much. I'm trying.
No, I like it when everyone makes an effort. You guys have made an effort.
Always.
I'm wearing my best banana costume.
Do people still not make an effort? Like,
I mean, always, I think.
Okay, he's trying to look cool now. He knows the camera's here.
Yeah. I think he's just like puffed up his muscles a bit as well.
I just did hit a quick gym in between the song, innit?
Oh, yeah.
Couple press-ups.
Yeah.
Topps, how's it going? You just dropped a new single.
Yeah, just dropped the new one. The new one's Rock the Boat.
Rock the Boat.
It's out on all social, all streaming sites. There's a lyric video out for it as well,
which I really like. The lyric video, so it's like a 90s game.
Yeah.
So you a gamer?
Well, like a Super Nintendo game,
something like that. Yeah. It's got that kind of feel.
I see the graphic. Mm.
Yeah, it's like a Pac-Man vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you a gamer? You like to game?
I used to, not too tough anymore, but I wasn't that kind of.
What was your favorite like Game Boy thing? Like old school. Did you play were you like GoldenEye or were you?
Nah, I think I was just a bit before me. But I was more like Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
FIFA
is vile.
So cool, isn't he? Look at him. So cool.
FIFA is vile.
All right, I'll take that quite offensively.
Anyone who plays FIFA in my presence, I'm livid.
Stop your FIFA, man, innit?
Nah, I'm more of a Call of Duty man.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Enough.
Shoot him up.
That's fair enough.
I can't play it, mate. The kids are too good. I laugh me head. I get killed like 15 times. Yeah. I ain't got out the fucking room.
Yeah,
mate.
But when you're online, that's how it is.
I don't want to deal with people. Like, when I'm playing, I like Grand Theft Auto and I just sit there and play alone and kill people.
Yeah.
And also, have you played Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that thing where you just drive around, like, adhering to the lights and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, try to be a normal person. Yeah, I do that. So when I'm bored, that's what I do.
Just wear a normal life.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's the best thing to do.
You reckon that's the best on Grand Theft Auto?
And then also
driving around adhering to traffic regulations.
And then also going and having sex with a prostitute.
Yeah, that sounds a bit better.
No, that's the best. And then you just, it's in the car and it just goes boom, 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 boom. It's really fun. I'm the most PG playing that game. Like,
it sounds like
I
it.
Adhere to the but then I go mad and then I kill everyone. Yeah. But I feel guilty and then I'm like, I'll just play one game where I'm normal and then I'll be fine. So you did a few gigs this year. It's been quite a busy year for you. What's been the highlight, would you say?
I'd done a show early in the year. I think it was like February at Crystal Palace's. I think the venue was called Open Door. And there was like 800 people there.
Sick.
Yeah. So...
You're from South East, isn't it?
South East. Whereabouts? Greenwich.
Oh, right.
Yeah. From the Manor.
Yeah, from the Manor. YG. Love that.
I like Greenwich because it's got that big boat.
Yeah, the Cutty Sartre.
That's the one.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot in Greenwich. Yeah, not happening.
It's the only nice place in South East London, really.
Like, what if we're going to
be honest?
We used to work there, didn't we, John?
Yeah, we did. We had
handing out sandwiches.
No, we did that as well. We did sign-ups for students. We just sat on the computer signing up students when they come in.
Yeah. That's really cute. I used to actually go to uni there. Goldsmiths. I went to Goldsmiths. Yeah. Did you go to uni? Because I appear unclever. Like,
no,
I'm
in
there.
No, you went to uni?
How did you get into uni?
It's only because I've seen you at the festivals. But I know
that's true, actually. So I've got a little game I thought we could play.
That's there.
Okay, so you tweeted the other day that you're a big Will Smith fan.
Yeah, I didn't know you said that. Will Smith's a legend.
Dan's first single was a Will Smith single.
I think it was. He's the greatest. He's sick.
Okay, well, I'm really pleased that we all like him because we're going to test how much we like him now. Because guess what I've got? I've got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air instrumental, guys.
Oh, wow.
So what I'd like to do, I'm going to get the lyrics up, actually. Kyra, can you pop the lyrics on the screen for me for Fresh Prince? And I'm going to get you. Obviously, you know the words, right?
Yeah.
Scotty does.
You're the one just pioneering the geese. Go on, son. Back yourself, innit?
I didn't really like the theme tune.
Yeah, it weren't his best songs,
man. Listen, I don't care. I'm going to test you, and you have to. I actually know all the words.
No.
So, what I want to do is I'm going to play the instrumental, and I'm going to watch you all singing it, and then I'm going to judge who is the best and who knows the most lyrics, okay?
Okay.
So you just go as long as you can. Yeah, obviously you know how it starts. Now this is a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to look at the lyrics.
He's off on the screen of that.
Don't worry, Kyra, that's not your fault. I've got the lyrics now anyway on a piece of paper so you can all stop cheating. Sorry, Tops, like
it's
that.
All right.
You're not allowed to cheat either. Okay, so I'm going to play it and you've all got to go hard or go home. And yeah, I will watch you and see who's the best.
So what does the first place get?
You get.
Got any Easter eggs left, Harriet?
No, but I have got half a glass of water.
I need that. I'm out of beer. Let's do it. I
don't know if I'm more freaked out or like happy that you're excited about such a shit part. okay, right. So I'm going to kick off, and I'm just going to go, and you just got to keep going, and whoever lasts the longest wins. Okay.
That's true.
Ready.
Really want this water.
You gotta go.
Don't miss the drop.
When is it?
Coming.
Here we go. Hold on.
I freestyle goes better. You came in wrong.
Now, I'm gonna give you the first line. Now, this is a story.
I don't know what you were doing.
I thought in West Philadelphia.
No,
yeah, I thought that's in West Philadelphia as well.
That's the second verse.
Is that the second verse?
Yeah.
I would have lost by default, wouldn't it?
Right, one more go. Ready? 5, 4, 3, Tops. I'm looking at
I'm
you.
Ready, I'm ready.
Dude, like,
this.
You should know.
I got this.
Will wants to be proud of you.
I'm in my zone.
Okay. Let's go. Wait for that drop. It's coming. Here we go.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Let's take a minute, just sit right here. Tell you how I came to Prince of a town called Bel-Air.
5 stars, guys. Yeah.
That's hard.
This is you, Danny.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. In the playground is where I spend most of my days. Sitting out, maxing, relaxing, no cool, no shooting some b-ball outside of school.
Yes.
And a couple of guys, they're up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I've got one little fight, and my mom got scared. And said, the mirror in your eye, I'm good. I whistle for a cab and when it came in, the last place to pass it out, that's in the mirror. If anything happens, it's kind of hell. Oh, I'm gonna turn your home to Bel Air.
Oh, one more.
I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8. I yelled to the cab, your home, smell you later. Look at my kid, and I was finally here to sit on my crown as the Prince of Bel Air.
Hold on, wait, that ain't the end. You got an extended version.
So it's actually a secret fan.
Don't front, innit?
You get 5 extra points if you can tell me the line from the bit that is not in it, you know?
No idea.
Nah.
I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way.
Wow.
Nah.
It's actually the middle of it, by the way, as well. It's the middle that is.
It's only on the first episode,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
Guys, you absolutely smashed that.
That's brilliant, wasn't it?
There was only one winner.
So do we all share the water?
Yeah. Everyone has a sip each.
Two sip pass.
No, because you all won, I'm just going to drink it in front of you.
Nice.
Yeah, enjoy that.
That actually sounds really pseudo-sexual, so I apologize. Well done, Tops. You impressed
me.
Thank you. I was a bit worried that you're going to be like, oh, no, I don't. I've never heard that song.
Nah, big fan.
Good. What makes you love Will? I mean, obviously, I love Will Smith a lot as well. Miami tune. What's your favorite Will Smith song and why do you love him so much? Are you inspired by him as an artist?
Yeah, I'll say just him in general, just as an entertainer and a musician. And I feel like kind of like his content that he used to rap about, like he didn't have to swear.
Yeah.
It was kind of like family friendly and it was still cool at the same time. So
love a bit of PG.
Have you listened to his motivational speeches as well? He's a sick guy.
He said something that stuck in my head, you know, which we can all learn from, which is never have a plan B. Because otherwise you'll go to plan B. Always just have your plan A.
I like the one he says, never let anyone outwork you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the quotes that he said in Fresh Prince because I say it to girls and stuff.
Oh, yeah? So you not only learn from him musically, but you learn from him, you know, as a teenager trying to get with girls. Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Well, Will, if you're listening.
Pick up lines.
That's sick, though. So tell me, what's coming up next? Obviously, Rock the Boat's just dropped. What's coming up for the rest of the year? Are you doing any more gigs?
Yeah, I should have a few more shows lined up.
Which we can check out from your socials. You'll be tweeting them out.
Yeah, everything's on my socials. Should be dropping a new single before the end of the year with visuals coming soon. I don't want to talk too much on dates and stuff, but it's all in the pipeline. And yeah, just plenty more music and shows and stuff.
Nice.
Visuals.
And is there anyone in the scene right now that you'd be gagging to have a collab with, obviously other than The Manor, because they're like the sickest thing in the world.
Yeah, that'll happen anyway. He's from South. He's got.
Come on, we have to.
I want to get you guys in the studio because then I feel like I've birthed that situation.
Yeah, you're at A&R.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
We'll get you on some like ad libs or something.
Why are you laughing? Johnny, I don't think there's anything funny in that.
John, don't make a mockery of Harry.
I just remembered a meme from earlier.
I can spit, okay?
So, I bet you can.
Yeah,
go on, drop a little a cappella.
No.
Shall I beatbox for you?
Go on, then.
Go on.
In the studio with my boys, The Manor, we like toys and hammers. Tops Mafiosa's here too. He likes to rock the boat, and so do you.
La la la.
La la la. La la la. La la la.
Yeah. That was actually sick.
You don't mind, do you?
Come on. Off the top.
You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome.
You like toys and hammers.
I didn't even remember what I said. Oh, good times. Thank you so much for coming in. I want to listen to the song now.
Yeah.
So we can check everything out on your socials.
Socials.
More to come this year. But
a lot more.
Yeah. We're just going to be hearing about it. And oh, no, you didn't tell me. Who would you love to collab with?
Off the top of my head.
Is there anyone you're watching in the scene right now that you're just like, I want to get in the studio with them?
I'd love to do something with Muramasa.
Oh, we were just talking about Muramasa.
Great show.
Yeah, I think he's sick. Probably Ray Black.
I'm so excited because she hasn't released since she's won the BBC.
She drops since before the summer.
She's been working.
I love her style. She's so gorgeous and like cool.
It's just her tone and her whole vibe, isn't it?
Her voice is unbelievable. Good shout. Two very good shouts there. Thank you so much for coming to join us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being a good sport. Because that was actually quite impressive.
He won secretly. He won.
He 100% won. I just didn't want you guys to kick off. Listen,
a glass now.
You got to watch me drink it. So you know. Oh, you need to stop saying that. Right. we're gonna play a bit of Rock the Boat. Can you introduce it for us, please, Tops?
My name's Tops Mafioso. If you don't already know, so this is my new single, Rock the Boat.
Yes.
J Benz, OT Lefty, Tops Mafioso, if you don't already know some. Rock the boat, rock the boat, wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the boat, rock the boat.
You know me love it when you do that thing slow. Rock the ball, girl, rock the ball. Wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the ball, rock the ball. You know me love it when you do that in slow motion. I came in like Joseph in my Technicolor. And from all the girls in the room, you're the one that gets my vote. I want a blessing from your daddy. I want some kisses from your mommy. Yeah, X-Men still hating though, so hold me close, baby, don't let go. Came with a man, them. She threw a tantrum when I brang them. Take a little sip of this Magnum. Make me look a little more handsome. I don't dance. Might pose by the wall and just dance. Might buy at the bar by chance. Or run the table with some Grey Goose trying to catch a girl's eye, so I might just rock the boat. Rock the boat, wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the boat, rock the boat. You know me love it when you do that thing slow. Rock the boat, girl, rock the boat. Wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the boat, rock the boat. You know me love it when you do that in slow. I came in like Joseph in my Technicolor coat. And from all the girls in the room, you're the one that gets my vote. I want a blessing from your daddy. I want some kisses from your mommy. Yeah, X-Men still hating though, so hold me close, baby, don't let go. I call her Princess Kamara. She call me Prince of Zamunda. I tell the girl you look maga. Baby, come chuck banana. You're looking sexy in the Ankara. Make a nigga wanna dress you from the Ankara. And when I touch that body in the Ankara, you got me screaming ooh la la la, ooh la la la, baby. Rock the boat, rock the boat. Wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the boat, rock the boat. You know me love it when you do that thing slow. Rock the boat, girl, rock the boat. Wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the boat, rock the boat. You know me love it when you do that in slow motion. Let me see you get low. Rock the ball, rock the ball. You know me love it when you do that thing slow. Rock the ball, girl, rock the ball. Wind your body, let me see you get low. Rock the ball, rock the ball. You know me love it when you do that in slow motion.
Rock the boat, Tots Mafioso. What a lovely chat.
And what a tune as well, Ariel. Big tune.
Big tune.
Yeah, summery, I like that.
Yeah,
reminds me of Carnival.
Exactly. Makes me feel like warm and calm.
Mm.
And also excited and want to have a like pina colada.
Some toys on Amazon.
Stop it. Danny's been really rude about my freestyle that was actually sick.
No, it was a good freestyle.
Thank you. I can't wait for your guys' freestyle at the end of the show.
I can't wait either.
It's going to be sick. So this part of the show, we're going to talk a bit about things that are going on in the music industry at the moment. Let's kick off. Drake is opening a shop.
Yes, yeah. In London.
In London. Did you know about this?
More cultural appropriation.
So why? Why?
Yeah, go on.
Listen, I'm not getting into it. Listen,
one of the biggest urban brands in the world.
Yeah. OVO. I don't like their clothes.
No, but Drake as a brand.
Oh, Drake. Yeah. Oh.
He's been at the forefront of the culture now.
Is it their first shop?
But I'm saying more so than appropriation.
In London.
Oh, but it's not their first shop worldwide?
No. Oh.
No,
they have. It's a shop in Toronto, and I think there's one in America somewhere.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right, fair enough. He's expanding.
What do you mean? What would he be appropriating fashion?
What exactly?
I don't know. Has he got any more snide Stone Island stuff in that shop? No, I hope not. I've got many issues with this again.
You're hating again, isn't it?
I'm hating again.
Guys, do you like Dave? The
yes. Yeah, Dave's sick.
Yes. Yeah, Dave's sick, right? So in his video, he's wearing a Stone Island jumper that changes colour because of
Scott's
the heat.
Scott's got one of them.
Brother, I had one of them like 7 years ago, man.
What you're so cool. I was like, that is so cool. Sick.
Yeah. I remember your coat. Yeah,
yeah. It was a coat.
Yeah, it's like a Parker thing, isn't it?
Mine's like, it's like a dark purpley sort of colour. You like your fashion though, don't you? I do. Can you tell?
I like it. You all dress well though, but very different from each other.
Yeah.
You're like three different genres of fashion.
We've tried to draw it in a little bit. It used to be worse. We used to be all over the place. Like when we used to be performing that. You get Dan all like chapped off with his comb over and skinnies,
Bridge
and
bar outfit,
John
yeah.
with some long shorts, and me with like some roadman tracksuit.
The stylist has a nightmare every single time we do a photo shoot, because if they go a bit outlandish, they say, "Oh, they're a bit loud, they're a bit noisy." They'll like something colourful. Only Scott really fucks with the colourful shit.
I'm
like,
colourful still.
I like grey, black, and khaki on a sunny day.
It matches your personality.
Yeah, good. Too flipping right.
Oh, well, there you go. So you won't be going to the OVO store then?
No, I won't.
I might.
It's on Poland Street. So you remember when Kanye West did that pop-up shop?
Yeah.
Things like that really stress me out.
Yeah.
I'm very stressed by limited edition things.
Really?
Because things that are only there for a short amount of time, and I'm definitely not going to get into the shop, and I'm definitely not going to be able to buy anything, and if I do get in there to buy something, I can't afford it anyway. So the whole process of those kind of things really stresses me out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get that.
I'm not a queuer. No, I'm not a queuer. I'm happy to queue in normal queue situations, like, for example, queuing to get on a flight. No problem with that, which is weird. But I have a real I get palpitations thinking about it.
I'm such not a queuer that I go Foot Park when it's cold and rainy so I don't have to queue.
Yeah,
I was saying this the other day. My pal was like, do you want to go Black Friday? I was saying, do you know what? I'd rather there be like White Wednesday where you pay more and the shop's empty. That sounds like a bit more me.
I would never in the history of the world go out of the house on Black Friday.
No way.
Like, terrifying scenes.
I've got to go out tomorrow. I've got to go and do some Christmas shopping tomorrow. I'll go with the guy and the missus. It's Black Friday tomorrow, isn't it?
Good luck.
You can do it online, can't you?
Yeah, that's what I've already got all my baskets full.
Jesus.
I'm ready to go, mate.
That's organisation.
Yeah, thank you.
To a T.
Last year, I bought a TV that was far too big and I didn't really understand the inches system. story of my life. And it was like I can't remember if it's 50 or 60 inches, but literally it bleeds my eyes every time I watch it. But I got it 25% off, so you know, some, you lose some. Talking of Black Friday, actually, you guys like karaoke, don't you?
I do.
So you've heard Lucky Voice, which is the karaoke bar.
I have.
So we're gonna should we go?
Let's do it and film it.
I'm confident
when it comes to karaoke, you know. I am.
Look at the power. You ain't in pack.
Listen,
he looks so confident.
You did your Insta snap face, didn't it?
Yeah, that's my Insta snap face. Oh. I feel super sexy when I get on that karaoke mic.
Do you do loads of pouting when you're on the karaoke? You like,
it depends what song. If I'm singing a Smith song, because my other song is a Smith's This Charming Man, you got to get into character a bit more when it's a passionate song. But if you're doing George Michael Fast Love.
I love how specific you're being about exact songs that you're definitely doing.
He's passionate about karaoke.
Yeah, it's a family thing.
What would you two do in the karaoke?
Probably something about Frank Sinatra.
Mm.
I like a bit of Frank.
Okay.
Corner Shop, Brimful of Ashes, that's my one.
Sick tune. if you're asking, I would do Grease. It's okay, you're welcome. I would do Grease so that I can get someone to do it with me because I love doing a two-parter.
Tell me more.
See, we could harmonise. Like,
yeah, I could.
I can spit bars. I can harmonise. Like, guys, why am I not in the manor?
Yeah, good point.
Thank you.
We need a girl. Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Also, I do kind of resonate with Fergie quite strongly. So.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Don't know.
Well, I resonate with Fergie a bit as well.
She's single now, babes. So Lucky Voice, which is the karaoke bar, they do this sick karaoke package that is like a microphone. You get it's the whole package, so you can be at home and you can do karaoke. And this Black Friday, it is only going to be £50.
Wow!
So it's cheap, and also you're taking the karaoke. You don't even need to go out of the house and show up. Well, you
want
to, but
yeah, I've got to get out of it.
Gobsmacked.
Got to get out of it.
But it's starting on Monday, the 20th of November, so it's already kicked off, and it's going right to midnight on Sunday. And it's basically the UK's first private karaoke company will be selling its at home kit. So it's basically going to be sick if you get it for Christmas because everyone is drunk.
Yeah, this is my mum's favourite thing.
That's my favourite. Yeah. Sherry, his mum is my favourite karaoke partner.
Yeah, she's good.
Is she?
She loves it. Yeah.
She brings
What's
it
her
out.
Song?
Her song is
What's it called?
Lean on Me.
No, it's not Lean on Me. No. She's got another
Stand by Me.
No. Stand by Me, and then he's got the
American Pie as well.
American Pie. That's
Don McLean.
Yeah.
You need to get this kit then.
You can get it for this is going to be the Christmas
present. You can get it because 50 quid is like probably the right amount to spend on your mum for Christmas, right?
Are you plugging this?
Yeah. Listen, you need to buy five.
I'll get one. I like it. I'll just...
No, wait, it's only 50 quid.
Yeah, only 50 quid.
Only 50?
Listen, guys, it's only 50 quid on...
Oh,
that is actually a bargain.
But it's worth a lot of money because you proper get a proper microphone and stuff in it. It's not like a rubbish one. Look at the picture. It's nice. Go to www.shop.luckyboys.com.
What are we on, QVC?
Next, I'll be selling my new handmade bras that I've been making. Perfect for your girlfriends. At Christmas. No, I don't make handmade bras, but it might be a future venture that we could all go into.
Yeah, why not?
Instead of the OVO shop, it could be the Manor featuring Harriet bras.
Yeah, why aren't we got a shop yet?
We'll try and streamline that name a little bit.
Yeah.
Why has Drake got a shop and we ain't? That's my biggest question.
So did you see, you like Miss Banks?
I do.
Do you see that stuff on Twitter about her and Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
So sick.
What was that?
She tweeted her lyrics.
Nicki tweeted Miss Banks.
And I think one of Miss Banks' mates probably screenshotted and was like, And so she tweeted being like, oh my God, one of my favourite artists in the world has just tweeted my lyrics. And then she tweeted her back and was like, we all think you're really sick in my team.
Shut up.
I've been playing your songs to my team. I think you're amazing.
Deal ain't coming. There'd be a deal cut on the way there.
She literally said, come and support me on my UK.
No. Sick.
Yeah, she's supporting her.
I love that.
I really think Miss Banks deserves that. She's got so much talent and she just needs...
She is. I mean, Steph said it. I was watching an interview with Steph on Hot 97. She said, because they came up together, Steph and Miss, and they're good friends. He said, yeah, it's about time. Because I would have thought they would have pretty much been at the same level by now. So it's good that she's now catching up. Yeah, and doing big bits as well.
It's hard. You say about female solo artists. Hard for female rappers in this country.
Yeah. So hard.
Proper.
So hard.
Proper, like look at Sims and Leisha as well. Both absolutely sick lyricists.
Lady Leisha. Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't get enough credit for me.
Mm. And there's a girl that we've had on the show, Laughter, who is so sick lyrically. She's really good. And she's one of those people that I think is going to be really big. She came and co-hosted the show. Yeah. She came and co-hosted the show with me. And she's just got the passion.
Yeah.
And she's just really... when I listen to her lyrics, I'm just like, this is so incredibly clever and interesting to listen to. Like, it's weird. It is weird that you say that, because why? But maybe this is the year of the woman.
Potentially, the manor and the woman.
Yeah,
the manor and the
woman. We got a big song.
Celebrating women
in April, empowering women.
Celebrating, empowering them, everything. Yeah.
We love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you too.
We being womankind. I represent everybody. So that's sick, isn't it? Oh, have you heard about P. Diddy or not so P. Diddy anymore?
Was he changed?
Another name
change.
Done
there? Yeah, he's Brother Love now.
No.
Mm-hmm. His name is Brother Love.
Well, really?
Yeah, so I've decided to change my name to Sister Sexy.
I've only just started calling him Diddy.
I know, it's so stressful.
He'll always be puffing.
Diddy, what? What do you do?
Diddy? Oh, hey. Dad joke? That's not the first dad joke you've told today. So what I did is I went away and I had a look at what your guys' names would be if... Well, I thought I'd go on Porn Star Generator because that's the best way to find out, you know, the ins and outs of who you guys really are. So, Scotty, I'll start with you. Buck Hyman is your...
Buck Hyman.
Buck Hyman.
Yeah? I like that.
Johnny's, I think, is the most terrifying out of the three.
Wow.
Daddy Hornball.
Daddy Hornball. Wow. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with, boy.
I find it offensive and also very sexual in the same breath.
Kind of suits.
Daddy Hornball.
Daddy Hornball.
Daddy Hornball.
That's kind of suit you.
Probably suits.
And actually, I think that Danny's probably is quite suited.
Yeah.
Dick slap a lot.
Dick slap a lot. Yeah. Dick slap a lot.
You've been reading up my text. Yeah.
You know, that's funnier than anyone will ever even know.
Yeah.
Pools, massive pools, but that's funnier than anyone will ever know.
Would you like to know what mine is?
What's your one, Harriet?
Miss Spankalicious.
Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of sexy. That's sexy.
Missy Spankalicious.
Ooh,
even sexier, I think, with the Missy.
Yeah, that's sexy, cool, yeah.
I like that.
Forget Missy Elliott, it's Missy Spankalicious. So I thought maybe we could all have a think about whether we want to change our names and whether we want to use our porn star names.
Maybe we should release a record under our aliases,
star
aliases.
Wow. Or do a porn under our music names.
Remember,
That's actually not a bad idea.
That's such a dick slap a lot thing to say, isn't it?
That's like, that's something that's come off Euro trash or something. Do you know what I mean? Remember that show?
He looks like the geezer, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Antoine de Conte. Your boy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Manor next year are partaking in a few collab singles, a porn, and you know, some empowering women tracks. So it's going to be a big year for you guys.
Diverse.
Guess who? You might know, if you know, don't guess because you're not guessing. Guess who the highest paid female artist is in the world?
Right,
my girl Ariana.
No, I'd say Taylor Swift. Adele.
No,
neither.
It's Beyonce.
Is it really?
Still, Beyonce pipped Adele to the post.
Well, no one said Adele.
Because Adele was Adele was originally the number one, and now she's gone to number two. She's estimated worth at 79.3 million.
Is that it?
Pounds, $105 million. Oh. Which is it's weird, because you think it would be more.
Yeah, she's
got
a lot.
You've got to remember with Adele, is she don't do anything other than music. She releases an album, tours it, and then ducks. Where everyone else is
everyone else is
off doing these endorsements and this, that, and the other. She just does her album, tours it, and
that's
then
so true,
kicks back.
Yeah. That's you why it's you much
don't
more.
You don't hear from her in between projects, do you? She kicks that back for a good couple of years as well.
That's why,
a good life.
That's why it's so like much more of a big thing.
Crazy.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is 32.2 million. Yeah. So quite a lot less. Actually.
Wait, is that this year's? Was that?
It's what they've earned this year. Well, it's not what their net worth is.
Well, no, it's that's like their net worth. Nah,
Taylor's
yeah.
got to be worth more
it's
than 30
It's her annual
mil.
Ranking. The annual...
Oh, yes, yeah, so it'd probably be what their earnings were this year.
Yeah.
I would have thought, yeah.
She's a bit of a spanking after the... Yeah. Not a literal spanking.
Well, you can't get spank out of you.
You've got a dirty mind.
Anyway...
Mate, this is descending this show, isn't it?
Okay, this is
you
a bit...
You haven't even had a drink. Can you imagine?
This is a bit of a environmental one. Pharrell has recorded a single, yeah, and he's put it on, he's deleted it off all of the computers, whatever you do, and put it on a clay vinyl, and it's to be released in 100 years to show the effects of global warming, because if global warming continues how it's going, the vinyl will no longer exist and no one will be able to hear.
That is absolutely pathetic.
But I bet there's nothing on it. I bet there's nothing on the vinyl. Yeah. I bet there's nothing on it.
Just put on Spotify.
No one will be here to even check that. No one's going to care next week.
Any idea back though, innit?
Yeah.
New Any ID project
That's
coming.
Good.
Sick. And that song with Rihanna was unreal.
It was good.
So you're not into it. But I'm into like... But the funny thing is, right? It's like sponsored by Cognac. Louis, however you say it, Louis V, Louis X3.
Louis the 13th.
Yeah,
that's like
that's the proper brandy, yeah.
That's the Remy Martin Louis the 13th.
But that's why it sort of took it away from me, because I was like, oh, supporting the Cognac and the universe?
And that's like the super capitalist Cognac that costs like £2,000, yeah.
But people that drink that are the biggest causes of global warming.
Yeah, 100%.
That's kind of a...
That's like obscene, elitist.
Hypocritical.
It's a bit weird. And also like... I just really want someone to leak the song.
Yeah, just put it online. Yeah. Let people.
We're
it's
all going to be dead anyway.
The silly
thing is that people can't really think. A lot of people can't think past. The reason that global warming is such a problem is people. You can't think past your own life a lot of the time until maybe you have kids or whatever, and you realise that you're going to actually affect the next generation.
That's true.
Anyway, that got dark very quickly.
It was a nice thought by Pharrell, but it was stupid at the same time. So.
This one is going to really break your heart. Spice Girls reunion isn't happening.
Oh my god.
Oh. That's all I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. I wanted another two become one. Got it.
Victoria Beckham said no.
Really?
Oh, trust her.
She's been ruining it for years. She's been ruining it for years.
You want us to do it without her?
I bet Mel B's up for it. I bet she's put her up for it.
I bet all of them probably are.
Yeah. No, the problem is that they've done that already. So basically, a couple of weeks ago, they said it was going to happen. And then now it's like, no, it isn't. Mel C said it isn't. Victoria Beckham said it isn't.
Who said it was?
Well, it was just one of those things that was like leaked to the press. It was like everyone's saying that there's going to be a full Spice Girls reunion and tour.
That's the thing. Could you really tell the difference between a Spice Girls reunion and Loose Women? Nah, really, like an episode of Loose Women. Tell the difference?
I'm going to push you off your chair because number one, I love Loose Women.
I love Loose Women as well, but What's the difference between them and the Spice Girls?
Are you trying to say, fucking, you're Noel still having a reunion 20 years later? What?
Oh, you carry on doing it like
you're
like
a specialist in hating, isn't it? Specialist. What's your specialist subject? Hating.
Hating.
Who was your favourite?
My favourite Spice Girl? Yeah. That's really tough because I don't know, but I probably resonated most with Jerry.
I used to fancy her.
You probably liked the ginger one and all, didn't you?
Yeah, it was Jerry and Posh.
Remember that?
Posh for me
posh,
was like...
Man. Come on, like...
Yeah, no, she...
Like, Jerry and Scary.
It was the way she carried herself as well.
Every single
I mean?
Millennial in 2017 dresses like Posh in the Spice Girls back in the day.
Yeah.
Every single
chokers
one.
And never... Yeah.
She was the fashion. Yeah. Like, even though her fashion then was, like, pretty, like, deep, could at points be a little bit heinous, she's my fashion icon. Yeah. At all times. If I can even channel half of that denim outfit that she wears with David Beckham. Not denim, leather.
The leather one.
Black leather, the one that all...
The biker jacket.
No, because I was thinking of Britney Spears then. Yeah. Britney and Justin with the denim.
That was a terrible outfit.
That was amazing.
Do you remember the Union Jack dress?
Jerry.
Did you actually just say, do you remember the Union Jack dress? That was like the iconic.
I just had a little flashback, that's all.
Yeah, that was a sick... That all of their outfits for the Brits that year.
Oh, yeah. Iconic, yeah.
And my missus went to a fancy dress when we had a sesh. The first sesh party was a fancy dress, and she wore the little short gold jacket like Baby Spice and had her hair done in the buns and that. It was quite a sick outfit still.
You like that?
Went off, yeah. I might get her to wear it again.
Touching.
Just at home though, yeah?
No.
I want to play with some of my favourite band now, The Manor.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah, you.
Yay!
Hey.
So this is a track called Yeah You. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before we play it?
Go on, Dan.
It's basically what you say to everyone.
It's
the most used phrase in South London.
Everywhere. If you don't really want to have a chat, you just go, you all right? You go, yeah, you.
Yeah,
and
you.
And you don't even get a response. You just walk past.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know the response, do you?
No, it's yeah, you. That's it.
That is so true. Yeah. The amount of people that ask how you are and they just don't care.
No.
But it's when someone goes, I'm not that well.
This track ain't for them people.
And then you think, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I actually have had that quite recently where you're like, are you okay? And it's like, it's not even a bad news. It's just like, oh yeah, actually, I'll tell you this really long story. And I've got to actually go 20 minutes ago.
Or it's when you say, you're all right, and they're like, oh, not really. And it's like, oh, that's sweet. Yeah, cool, nice.
Anyway, good to see you, bye. Yeah. Okay, let's have a little bit of that then. That's right up my street. Yeah, you.
You're a soul. I'll see you later. Yeah. Step forward, what I picked her. Poolside, oh my, what a picture. Course I knew why you were on me. Your drink never had no mixer. I ain't bothered, but I like her. Got a vibe, so we did an all-nighter. Look at us going back to back. Never rooks, giving her the Bluetooth chat. This morning I said I won't mug you. Got drunk, then I told her I love you. Said I wanna make you my bird. Then you went and told me I bug you. Hold up, let her banter. You melt, lemon Fanta. I'm a boat, but she's my anchor. You and me are like Ricky and Bianca. You're a soul. I'll see you later. You're my type. My type on paper. You're alright. It's what you do. You alright. Yeah, you.
Yo.
Yeah, you.
She been in my head. Going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat. And now she's back in my bed. She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed.
It ain't easy chasing a 10. I pretend you're a 6 if you don't text back. Said you're an 8 when you act too flash. But I say you're a 12 anytime that I smash. Got a little gas, found my composure. Any minute now we could both say it's over. I know where you do say these things. And I think to myself that I don't even know ya. Take it or leave it, it's what I say to the boys. What a lie, I've been on the phone all night. Going back and forth now on the WhatsApp suite. Got her coming over to mine, good chat. Grass working, is it worth it? It's real life, bro, nothing's ever perfect. And if it all goes tits up next week, I don't catch feelings, I'm allergic.
You're a soul. I'll see you later. You're my type. My type on paper. You're alright. It's what you do. You alright. Yeah, you.
Yo.
Yeah, you.
She been in my head. Going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat. And now she's back in my bed.
She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed.
Spotted that 18K complexion, smile so bright I could see my reflection. Got my attention, now have you got a lighter? While I'm here, would you care for a Benson? Don't mean to be nonchalant, I'm just confident. Let me send you a compliment. Cause in my head, I can already see you in my bed. Another first wine, it was love at first line. How I love a first time. No guest list, your friends can come in on mine. As long as you got me coming on time. Let's run it offline, forget the socials, let's network. Let's get to work, I'm an expert. Fuck the gram for a minute, don't snap the moment, we're already in it.
You're a soul, I'll see you later. You're my type on paper. You're alright, it's what you do. You alright, yeah you.
She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed. She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed. Yo, she been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed. She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed. She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed. She been in my head, going back and forth on text. Sat her down and had the chat, and now she's back in my bed.
We're kicking up a fuss over here in the old East End. We're so bloody pissed off that we'll turn and kill our friends. They hate to see us happy, so they raise the price of bread. And they poison our ducking hens that lay our fucking eggs. The lads are running riot and they're warring with their feds. We're just trying to make that bread whilst we're living on the edge. They took my DNA and they sent me on my way. And they gave me a bloody iPhone just to follow me all day. Hey, Taylor passed me that saber and that gun over there with a laser. They're trying to take our liberty, we'll shoot them up like Quasar. I said, Taylor passed me that big old gun that's mounted up with a laser. They're trying to take our liberty, we can't wait seconds later. They're coming out the cracks like ants with tasers and their straps. They're just trying to shake us up and run us down and give up sweats. Bloody traps will call on martial law and have monsters on our streets. They're trying to take our liberty, we'll never bow in peace. Man, I'm getting off the skunk, cause it's fucking with my mind. So when these cunts come and arrest me, I'll have sniped in the sky. They'll never take me quietly, I'll add it up till I die. And if I ever get close enough, then I'll poke the judge in his eye. Taylor passed me that saber and that gun over there with a laser. They're trying to take our liberty, we'll shoot them up like Quasar. I said, Taylor passed me that big old gun that's mounted up with a laser. They're trying to take our liberty, we can't wait seconds later. Taylor passed me that saber and that gun over there with a laser. They're trying to take our liberty, we'll shoot them up like Quasar. I said, Taylor passed me that big old gun that's mounted up with a laser. They're trying to take our liberty, we can't wait seconds later. We'll
Hack Baker there. Oh, naughty boy.
You know what?
Dee Jux joins us. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm in here. What's good?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
You live in the UK, don't you?
Yeah, I live in the UK now. I live in Bristol right now.
Yeah. You love Bristol?
Yeah, I love Bristol. Bristol's my town.
Do you guys been to Bristol?
You know what?
I ain't.
We haven't yet, you know.
I've been there to watch football, but not in the actual town.
Oh, you got to come out of town with me, you know. I sent a car to pick you up, you know, show you around town.
How did you end up in Bristol, though?
Oh, man, it's a long story, man, but I'm near now.
Yeah.
And you produce a reality TV show in Bristol.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called Only in Bristol. It's a reality show about a bunch of Bristol kids living in a house together, wilding out, being crazy.
What do they do?
They do everything.
Oh, do they do naughty stuff?
Everything. Everything you could think about.
Oh.
Swear down.
You guys should go to that house. Yeah. You'd like that.
Sounds like fun.
Nice girls in there and that.
Oh, yeah. It's girls in there. Yeah. Yeah. It's a mixed house. You know, it's talent in Bristol. They came together in the house. They living together, you know, and they get kicked out if the house don't like them. They get nominated.
Oh, so it's like Big Brother.
Yeah. Like a little
Judy
Bristol.
Shore.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little mix of everything in one.
Yeah.
I like it.
You love a bit of reality, don't you?
Yeah. I do like my reality TV. I'm going to tune in very soon, Jukes. Don't worry about that.
I appreciate
that. Listen, your water here is actually very nice.
Oh, you like the rosemary water?
I like it.
Yeah, rosemary
very, very
water.
Nice.
Let's talk about this. So you just brought a lovely gift, which
I like to bring gifts with me everywhere I go.
Well, that's really nice. Mm. Tell me about it. So it's pure rosemary extract
rosemary.
In water.
Yeah, it's good for memory, you know, concentration and focus.
Do you guys feel more focused now?
I do. Is it got a bit of it's got a bit of ginger in it?
No, it's rosemary.
Just rosemary.
Rosemary and water, yeah.
Rosemary water.
Pure rosemary concentrated
the
into
in,
it.
The secret's
I
in
feel
the
alert.
Rosemary water.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like I'm remembering loads of stuff.
Oh, that's good then. The rosemary water's working then.
So where did this start?
Oh, well, this was a guy in London. I teamed up where we partnered together, you know, and we're promoting the water right now. We're about to bring it to New York tomorrow.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're going to New York tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks.
This is not about you. How much do you love New York? It's like it's my favorite place other than London.
Oh, New York City? Oh, man, it's the Big Apple, city of big dreams, you know?
Yeah.
Are you about to say you've never been? Oh, you're going to love it.
You've never been in New York City?
When I was little with my parents.
You've never been to
like
Bristol and you've never been in New York?
Nah.
I got to get him a flight.
Flight to New York. I'll send up my passport details later, Jukes.
Okay.
Don't worry about
that.
Jukes, by the way, this is Danny. He went for a
How you doing, Danny? Oh, you was out there smoking. Oh, you got to drink some water. There's no smoking. Give him a water. Give Danny a water.
Yeah, he's having
rosemary water.
I like you.
Rosemary.
Look what it's good for. Memory loss. How about that?
You need that.
Concentration and focus.
In fact, I feel like you guys more than any maybe need the memory.
Yeah, this is this. I'll start drinking this after instead of Baroccas for hangovers.
Okay,
that might be a good replacement.
Drink your rosemary.
Jukes, tell me a little bit about your new. You put together a new album. We're gonna play Live It Up in a minute.
Oh yeah, it's called New York City Trafficking because I got a TV show also coming out called New York City Trafficking. So I'm doing an album, the soundtrack for the TV show.
So you've got your fingers dipped in all the pies.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, I try to keep my hands dipped in everything.
I think it's interesting.
It's rosemary, it's rosemary.
Yeah, it's rosemary.
You threw me there. You threw me. I need a little bit.
John was like, what do you thought it was?
John's like, what's in there? Ginger. Like,
now it's rosemary.
Guys, it says it on the bottle.
There's a big sign there, right? What it say?
Contains pure rosemary.
I thought it was a euphemism.
You said, give him a water. I just thought I'm having a water.
Always read it before you drink it, Dan. You've been taught that from a young child.
It's nice.
You like it?
So what's this new show about?
Oh, New York City Trafficking. It's about escorting and pimping and human trafficking in New York City. We're bringing awareness of the human trafficking going on in the world. So we're doing a TV series called New York City Trafficking.
Wow, so that's really good. It's actually something that you see a lot
quite
of
topical as well.
Well, it's topical and also it's really important to talk about because people don't realise
Is it another reality show where it's like the good pimps stay in and the other ones
This ain't
out.
No reality show, it's a TV series.
Right. Oh, it's a drama. Oh,
yeah, drama TV series. Yeah, this is different from Only in Bristol.
Also, I saw that you did a freestyle with one of UK big talents, Reg 32.
Oh, what's up, Reg 32? What's up, man?
Legend.
Yeah, that was the first guy I worked with when I came over here, Reg 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first guy I work with.
So do you like the UK music scene then?
Oh yeah, I like the UK music scene. Yeah, it's got some good stuff.
You should check out these boys. They're in a band called The Manor, and it's
oh,
called,
Manor.
Manor. So which I do, like hip hop or grime? Because I know y'all got grime out
everything.
Here.
Everything. Garage, hip hop, grime.
We
yeah.
started with the old school hip hop. That's okay. where we came through, but obviously we done grime, bit of garage, house. We like
yeah,
to mix it up.
Yeah, it is a bit of like it's quite garage and grimy.
I'm just starting to get into the grime, listening to the grime. Like that, the artist Stormzy, he was in my video, You Beautiful, when oh. before he was Stormzy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
as a, who was he in your video if he weren't Stormzy?
It was called You Beautiful. Before he was Storm, like the big Storm,
no,
before he blew up.
Piss out of
you. And that's all good. Before he blew up, he was in the video, though.
Was he just like a little bit windy, not that Stormzy?
No.
This guy right here, this guy. Drink some rosemary water. yeah.
So you've actually been touring with like The Game, Neo, Nelly.
Everybody you could think about it.
Snoop Dogg, Akon,
yeah.
What, like you've got loads of famous mates.
Yeah, I do. I got a lot of famous friends. They don't give me enough money though.
Oh. Well, you're lucky because they don't give me any money.
Oh, that's not good.
Tell me a bit about how you sort of developed relationships with so many different artists. What was your path to
Well,
that?
I started out with G-Unit.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
You know, I was putting out music through G-Unit. Actually, I started thisis50.com with a guy named Broadway. So we used to hang around. My boy Kev linked me in with 50, and they never got signed over there because I've been independent and always did my own thing. So I used to meet a lot of artists, and you used to do interviews and come to the office and meet us. And when they come to Bristol, the artists from America, you know, I'm the plug to the city.
Okay.
Oh, so what, you knock about in Bristol?
Yeah, I'm in Bristol.
Danny!
I missed it, I was smoking, sorry.
Yo, no more smoking, Danny. No more smoking.
Just rosemary water.
That'll get me off it.
So they come down to Bristol, and we do shows together at the O2. We always got packed out shows.
Who's your favorite?
What, artist?
Yeah, who's your favorite artist that you've ever, like, performed with or done a show with or warmed up for or...
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, big question.
I gotta think about that. See, you caught me off guard. I needed some rosemary water.
Hold on.
Let me remember for a second. Maybe Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg was good. You know, he was doing a lot of things.
He seems like he's a nice person.
He's real calm, cool, and collective. Very calm, cool, collective. I like Snoop. Snoop was chill. I mean, but all of them are really good. Like, they all show me love when they come to the city. We all have fun. You know, I just can't pick a favorite one. But every show was pretty good to me.
Yeah. Well, it must be. These are massive artists that you're...
He's got a lot to pick
from. I bet you see some stuff in these tours, though, boy.
What's up? Say that again?
I bet you see some stuff in these tours.
I used to live in Hollywood, so I've seen even crazier stuff.
Wow.
What's the weirdest thing or the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, man, Lindsay Lohan.
Tell us this.
Now, listen, I used to live with Steve-O from Jackass, right? I'm going to tell a story. I don't care if Lindsay Lohan try to kill me or not. But listen...
I would have heard this.
Yeah, we was in the crib just chilling out, cooling. You know, I'm sleeping on Steve-O couch. That's where I used to sleep at the time. It's like 4 in the morning. I get a knock on the door. I'm like, who's 4 in the morning? Who the hell is this? It's Lindsay. I'm like, Steve not home. She was like, okay. Kick the door in. She kicked the door in, sat on my couch, start pulling out her drugs. Like, I'm sleeping here tonight. I'm like, no, you're not. You're going home. I've seen a lot of things go around.
He must have done a few things here, though, Steve-O. You can't sleep, surely. You're just catch.
I couldn't sleep with Steve-O, because basically with Steve-O, he'll stay up to like 4 in the morning playing music loud, jumping around the house, playing pranks, you know. He play a lot of pranks on you.
Yeah, I can imagine it being quite stressful.
That's the worst count. The worst prank is
Lindsay Lohan coming to kick your door down.
Yeah, she did that.
It gets worse than that.
Not only that, I woke up. You ever seen Kat Von D, the tattoo girl?
Yeah, I woke up
one day, right? I'm chilling on the couch, relaxing. I woke up, I see a skin cat with no hair. I'm like, what the hell is that? It was her cat. So I wake up, I'm like, looking around, like, Steve don't got a cat. I look around, there's a butt-naked girl at the door. Yeah, it's Lindsay Lohan. It's Kat Von D.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
We're going back to Lindsay. But it was Kat Von D, yeah.
That's not a bad way to open the door.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah.
What were you more surprised about? Kat Von D being naked or the cat being naked?
The cat being naked.
Yeah. Oh, they were both naked. I thought it was
enough. Yeah, they both was naked. Nah,
that's
they both
a
was naked.
Next level threesome.
Metaphor. Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean? Like the cat thing.
I thought it was an illusion. She got a cat with no hair on it.
And she was naked.
Sphinx.
Was that
part of her outfit?
Nah, I guess that was part of her life. That's what she did.
Honestly, couldn't have expected anything better than those two stories that you just told. Yeah. Like, when I asked that question, I really didn't expect such incredible stories.
Well, I give it how it is. I tell it how it is. You know, they might hurt me when I go back to Hollywood, but, you know.
How different is life? I mean, obviously it's different, but how different is life Hollywood to Bristol?
Well, I won't say Hollywood because I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn originally, New York City. But how different from England to here? Mm. I say England, the difference is it's more calm here, more relaxed. The weather's crap, though.
Yeah.
The weather's crap, yeah. But everything
I like that you said crap because that's a proper English like, it's I had colloquialism.
All right, mate, cup of tea.
Yeah. Do that again.
All right, mate. All right, me lover.
You sound like a traveler, though.
No, he sounds like it's a Bristol accent because if it weren't for the river, they'd all be Welsh, innit? If it weren't for the river.
Yeah, they sound like pirates out there in Bristol, right?
Conductor.
the weather is different, you know. The people, it's more calm here. I ain't got to worry about getting shot as often.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Yeah, I like UK, you know. It's like my second home.
Mm. And you don't really miss it? You don't miss the I guess you miss the weather, but...
Oh, what, miss what, New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I do, because all my family's out there.
But you go back like you're going back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going back tomorrow. Yeah, I'll jump off the plane tomorrow and see the family, so that's a good thing. But I like it out here, too.
Yeah.
So...
Bristol is an interesting place as well because it's actually very like cultured and interesting, and there's lots of art and stuff there. Some people have said.
Some of the best music being made in Britain come out of Bristol.
True.
But why do London sleep on Bristol?
I don't know.
Because London.
London's London is stuck up there, isn't it?
Yeah, they just love London.
Yo, y'all better be stuck up. I'm coming for y'all. I'm coming.
It's our own country, London.
Now, listen, we're going to be doing some regionals next year. So when we're in Bristol,
we're coming out to meet
you. Give me a shout, man. 100.
Give me a shout. I'll be there.
100, bro.
I'll be there.
You can have some rosemary water.
Rosemary water, yeah.
We'll have a few other things as well, mate.
Oh, okay. As long as you got your rosemary water. Look at his face. His face. It lit up like glitter. It lit up.
I'll be being good at the minute. I'm just keeping it calm for Christmas.
Mm.
Go mad next year.
Oh, yeah, we got... Oh, wait, hold up. Today's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I ain't got no turkey, got no macaroni, no collard green, no yams. Yo, Mom, I'm coming home.
Oh, my God. I literally just nearly collapsed with hunger when you said all those things.
Yeah.
I was like, because collard green, oh, my God, all of it. Yum, yum, yum.
That's like bucking this shit, isn't it? To go American and have a proper Thanksgiving dinner.
I've never done that. I feel like New York is the place to go and do that. New York and Boston look like good places to eat a roast because we do roast really well here.
I like your roast.
I
got some good roast.
So are you here for Christmas?
Yeah, I'll be here for Christmas.
You can have a turkey then.
Oh yeah, I have a turkey then. Yeah,
and you're going back sort of for is Thanksgiving today?
Today's Thanksgiving. Yeah,
it's a Thursday.
Will your mom do an extra Thanksgiving dinner for you tomorrow?
Well, my mom said I can have the leftovers with the dog.
That'll do.
Yeah, she left me the leftovers, so that'll do.
Oh, good girl. Yeah. That's a proper mum,
isn't it? That's the best bits anyway.
It's better the next day anyway.
I know it does. Put it in the microwave, you know what I mean? Tear it down.
So what's the plan for this? Are you going to tour this album?
Yeah, when I get back to UK, I'm going to tour this out. It's coming out in January, New York City Traffic, and it's back to soul music, you know, about real life situations. I'm going to come back out here and tour it. I'm going to tour the U.S. So, yeah, New York City Traffic is the album coming out. That's one of the singles off the album, Live It Up.
Are you gonna come to London?
Of course I'm coming to London, of course.
Bring that rosemary water.
I got the rosemary water.
I'm actually really annoyed that I gave like three of them away because I really
but
like
you got
them.
More. You got more.
Dude,
where would this be on sale, my brother?
London. It's on sale in London right now. Okay. You could go to the website right now and check it out.
Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
It tastes good, people.
Like it does.
Yeah, well, right.
They said it tastes good.
And I can remember stuff now, which is positive because I was really.
Well, I guess the rosemary's working for you, girl.
It is. Should we have a little listen then to Live It Up?
Yeah, it is.
Jux, can you please introduce this for me?
Oh, it's D Jux. This is my song right now. It's called Live It Up. Oh, ride with me.
Jeez.
I'll ride with you because you know I'll never give you up. Because anytime you're feeling down, then you know I'll always pick you up. I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. You know I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up.
Oh.
We came from the bottom like the bottom of my feet go. I wanna live it up cause I ain't dying till I see mo. Never will I give you up or never will I let you down. Sorta like the mailman, every day I come around. I just wanna live it up, hoping that it pays off. With me, you ain't gotta work, you could take them days off. I ain't about the small talk, money is the bigger plan. We all know they frontin' for the Instagram. So you ain't gotta like me, just leave no comments. Living my days like tonight's not promised. Hurt in the past, but I'm healing with timing. We all wanna shine, but they all not diamonds. First class everywhere, haters they be never there. All around the world, live it up like I never cared. Every time you feeling down, I'm the one that picks you up. Maybe I'm just greedy, but I'm starving till I eat you up.
I'll ride with you, cause you know I'll never give you up. Anytime you're feeling down, then you know I'll always pick you up. Pick you up.
Oh.
Cause I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. You know I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up.
Damn this world nosy, peeking through our window. Jets always private so they can't see the info. Mama always told me that, never let them hold you back or reach a dead end. Kinda like a cul-de-sac, friends wanna break up. We argue just to make up. Sleeping on love, girl, when we gonna wake up? You was always down and I hope it lasts forever. And I hope you never change like the time and the weather. Cause I'm there for you, my heart cares for you. It ain't nothing in this world I wouldn't share with you. Never was I selfish, maybe I was helpless. Queen to my heart, these the cards I was dealt with. Some things meant to never know, like God with the heaven glow. Like pain that will never go, if you ever ever let me sow. Every day's another show, with lesson trying to give me more. Coming from the bottom and the top is where I'm about to go.
I'll ride with you, cause you know I'll never give you up. Cause anytime you're feeling down, then you know I'll always pick you up. Pick you up.
Oh.
Cause I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. You know I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. She was there from the bottom, never forgotten. I was down, I was on my knees. So when she needs me, I got her. I do this for her, I can give her everything she needs. I'll ride with you, cause you know I'll never give you up. Cause anytime you're feeling down, then you know I'll always pick you up. I'll pick you up. Cause I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. You know I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. I'll ride with you, cause you know I'll never give you up. Cause anytime you're feeling down, then you know I'll always pick you up. Pick you up. Cause I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up. You know I just wanna live, I just wanna live it up.
Back with a manor, boys.
Aye, aye.
Bit of D-jukes there.
He's a top lad.
Top lad. Good fun. Vibe. That story about Lindsay Lohan. Wow.
He's got better ones than that.
I know that he...
That was a mild one. You don't even know where that night went.
Oh my gosh, he just said
she got out all her drugs. That's the start of the night. That's not the end of the story.
It's not even the start. It's just like the prelude.
Yeah.
The prelude.
Yeah.
So I've got a game to play with you boys. I've got manners with the manor. Yeah?
Ooh, okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to list some facts about manners around the world, and you're going to tell me whether they are true or false.
Okay.
They're like weird things. So... up first, giving someone the thumbs up in Italy, Greece, Nigeria, and Afghanistan translates as up yours and is very offensive.
That's false.
True.
No way.
I've thumbs up loads of people in Italy.
Yeah. Just to make clear, these research, in one of them said, I'm not sure how realistic they are, basically, because one of them said, while in England, you need to eat your bananas with a knife and fork. So take it with a pinch of salt. But these are definitely, they said they're true. So whoever they are, I believe them. In Argentina, showing up on time is really rude. Instead, you should turn up at least 30 to 60 minutes late.
You're joking.
Which would work for you, Danny.
Nah, okay. That's false.
No, it's true.
Was it even a question?
Yes! I said that answer in the wrong way. Yeah, oh. It's actually true, I'm afraid.
That is a bit me.
That makes sense.
In the UK, it used to be illegal to eat with your hands.
False.
True. False.
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 Yeah.
Fuck's sake. False. Oh, I'm having a nose.
You zip from three, innit?
Yeah. One of them weren't even a question, and I still got it wrong.
Burping is encouraged in which country? United Kingdom, China, or Indonesia?
Indonesia.
China. Indonesia.
China.
China, yeah.
You are rubbish at this game.
Wow.
Does that mean that you've got no manners, do you think, Scotty? Yeah.
He has no manners.
I think I'm quite well mannered.
I wear like
all
manners.
Yeah, I'm in a bar.
I would actually say that all of you have got very good manners.
Oh, thank you so much.
I honestly, I'm not even lying either when I say that.
If my mum heard you say that, yeah, she'd be so happy.
Oh, well, you know, I'll send her a little recording.
Please.
Yeah.
Promise you Scotty's nice. Okay, let's do one more, shall we? Let me see. Oh, yeah. In some countries, Cambodia, the Philippines, Korea and Egypt, it's deeply offensive to finish your dinner.
I know
in some countries that is the case.
Yeah, because if you... the idea is that if you finish your dinner...
Then it shows that you didn't get enough.
It's true. Your portion stingy. It's true. Your portion stingy,
correct.
Yeah.
So you won one.
The fact you gave that backing information sort of give it away.
Yeah. You wouldn't give Scott.
Listen, I'm not here to like mug you off. And also, Scotty's really doing badly.
I was scraping the bottom. I needed that. Thanks, Harry. I really needed that.
This is the last one, which I just found really funny. And so you can know that this is true. In the 1950s in the UK, this was a genuine thing people used to do with smoking corn silk.
What even is corn silk?
Nobody knows. And this is a piece of... I've actually written fuck knows in my notes. This is actually taken from a book from the 1950s. What to do if you catch your kids smoking corn silk? The first signs of smoking should be treated in a relaxed manner and with some words such as these. I see you've been smoking corn silk. It doesn't taste very good, as I recall. When you feel you must try your real first cigarette, tell me and I'll let you do it at home. No, I wouldn't like you to smoke regularly yet. For many reasons you're hearing at school, I would like you to wait until you're 18 or 21. Yeah. So when in the 1950s people were saying, listen,
just wait a bit.
Don't smoke until you're 18, but when you are 18, do carry on and smoke in the house at home.
Was that before they knew that smoking was bad for you, though?
I think they always knew that smoking was bad, but they just hid it from plain
silk. I reckon corn silk is like spice.
Like vaping.
They
pretended it weren't unhealthy vaping for like 6 months, didn't they?
Did you know that vaping was happening in like the 90s? They had vapes in the 90s, yeah. Apparently.
Not shisha, actual vapes.
No, like machine vapes, but it's just become popular since everyone's realised that smoking's bad for you.
Mental.
Just as bad for you as well. Don't start vaping if you ain't starting.
Dennis told me you can't have it. I vape.
To stop me from smoking, though.
It's the same conclusion. It does, except I smoked last night.
Anyway, so do you guys like Christmas?
Yes.
I watched Home Alone 2 the other day, you know.
Oh, yes, boy. What's your favourite Christmas film?
It's got Muppet Christmas Carol or Home Alone 2.
Ooh, yeah, I like Muppet Christmas Carol.
One of them two.
Elf.
Interesting. New, that's more of a new, yeah.
Elf, yeah.
Danny?
There's one, right? I watched it at primary school, but I can't remember it.
What's the plot?
Have some rose water, Dan.
Give me that
rose water. That was literally the best thing you said the whole show.
Rose water.
I would have a bit... What was it about?
Christmas?
It was about Christmas, yeah. It was about... I don't know. I don't know.
You know that rosemary water? I'll
get the rosemary water. Leave me.
Rosemary water.
Get it down, you.
Mine's Miracle on 84th Street. Is it 84th or one of the streets? I watched that the other night.
On 34th Street. Yeah. Miracle on 84th Street was about a crackhead. Miracle on 34th Street is the one, yeah.
Sick film. Right, we're going to play a little song and then should we do some freestyling?
Yeah,
why not?
But the reason I mentioned Christmas is because Sia's released a Christmas album.
Is it?
I like Sia.
One of the greatest songwriters of all time. So I was like, there's no way this Christmas album can't be great.
No.
So should we have a listen?
Yes.
This is slightly creepy title, Santa's Coming For Us.
Oh.
A little bit scary. I'm a little bit like, I'm a bit scared of Santa. What are you coming for?
Harvey Weinstein or something. Like.
Oh, bro. Really?
Here he goes.
Really?
We have time for all that, John.
Right, let's leave that there.
Bye.
Bye.
Nights are getting shorter, no hot chocolate. Fills the air and Christmas cheer does too. Picking out your Christmas tree so loudly. The joy this time it brings to you. Santa's coming down.
that's coming for us. So, guys, what do we think?
Yeah, loving it.
Festive, weird. Slightly loving weird, but.
But in a
cheery.
Good way. I yeah. find that funny. Way, yeah.
It's a bit like Nightmare Before Christmas. Remember that film?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was Christmassy, but it was weird as well. So.
That's the film you watch like now, in between Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually,
when Halloween met Christmas.
I think that's probably my favourite Christmas film.
Good,
I
up there.
Love that film.
What film?
Nightmare Before
Christmas.
I've never watched it.
Oh. Sick.
I don't like the night.
Tim Burton. I don't think Tim Burton should be allowed to make films for kids. They're scary, man.
That's a big statement.
That's what
proper,
I like.
No, but they're proper head. Scared me when I was little, and they still scare me now.
I like that. It's like stuff like Beetlejuice was terrifying, but I like that. Right, talking of scary stuff. Gonna do a bit of a freestyle. Yes. Not me again. Guys, I can't do loads in
one.
So
you don't want to jump on?
Nah, not this one because I don't want to make you look bad.
Thanks.
So you're gonna tell everyone what you're gonna do the beat?
Just drop it.
Okay, sick. So are you ready to go, boys?
Straight
to you.
Do you need anything else in your headphones?
Nothing.
Sound is all good. Okay,
all good?
Let's go.
Chip.
Woo!
Straight from the drop, Scotty.
Yes, mate. Let's go.
Trust me.
What, new voice, yeah, Dutch?
No joint, yeah.
San Pellegrino, bottle of vino.
Chick.
One foot in the door. I'm going in two-footed like Kino.
Yo.
Float like a butterfly. You sting like a mosquito. Know my stilo. Glow in the dark mosquito. Ski mask, but I don't
Skino.
No.
Your fella's a weirdo.
Chick.
Del Winton's his hero.
Ha.
I'm a good middleman. I control the game like Pirlo. Your fella's a weirdo. Del Winton's his hero.
Yeah.
I'm a good middleman. I control the game like Pirlo.
Yo. I look the part, come through with a glass of a vintage beer and machino strap. When I say vintage, I mean in a raving sense. I look snider than David Brent. This ain't the star you can always use. I am the geezer with all them moves. That one there and them ones too. You can have that one, I got bear. Yo. Come through like rhythm and bass, good vibes. Still a match in a man's face, so I'm out. I nicked your bird, I got previous. Came with a gang of old school drug dealers. At the game these days, they just dance. Shake a leg or two, then do a blast. I got enough to do, now Waterloo. If you ain't on what I'm on, move.
Move.
I got shot, though.
I've been shot.
Mad Sesh, December 1st, everyone.
December 1st, next Friday, the Sesh.
Getting shot.
What you saying, Danny, boy? Oi, oi.
Big shot, just bought the old bar out. We're local, we ain't gotta go far out.
Ten birds.
And they all know our sound on the madness. Everyone heading our route.
Bow.
Sunday, took a little trip down Putney. Three fold, just turn
one to a monkey.
Lovely, met one tough from Chelsea, trust me.
She was on a dick like Muttley.
Little D flow, deep south row with a
bandino.
On a vino, lag back.
To the beanie, turning the mini quaglinos. She knows I'm boaty.
Lag boat on a boat, I'm boaty. Cambridge, same thing, still boaty. Got me Oxfords on, I'm boaty.
No fear, entrepreneur of the year. Odds on next to go clear. Like yeah, four figure Montclair when I'm here.
Cheers.
Round here we ain't got no fear. Man, I hit a man with a rock bottom right spear. Chuck a Brighton fan off the pier. Like shut your mouth,
Palace Arrear.
He scores when he wants. That boy stacks.
He scores when he wants.
Everybody telling me they all bust shots, but that boy stacks.
He scores when he wants.
Tell a Brighton fan that I score when I want.
Cheers.
Red and blue army score when I want. Everybody telling me they all bust shots, but that boy stacks. He scores when he wants.
Yes.
Once again. Shit.
Man, just got it one more time, guys. Just got it.
I've never fumbled before, mate.
You love a fumble,
this
boy.
This is fucking next level.
Right. Yo, last one.
Bap, 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 bap.
Bullet Trevor Nelson style. Your love for speak up, come on, shirts too loud.
Jeez.
It's the Paisley number, fuck your jumper. That the team of birds that ain't caramba.
Caramba!
When the damn investor, she liked the fact I bust the lingo.
Ah.
I met her before on Tinder and blagged my wager through the dinner.
Ah.
Bullet Trevor Nelson style. Your love for speak up, come on, shirts too loud.
Ah.
It's the Paisley number, fuck your jumper. The Latina birds that ain't caramba.
When the
damn investor,
ah.
She liked the fact I bust the lingo.
Ah.
I met her type before on Tinder and blagged my way straight through the dinner.
I've got some Mandela mindset on the cellar, but I don't sound good, spitting wrecks like a pellet.
Ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, yeah. Ella gave me air for a French old pair, no hair,
don't care.
I wanna go, but I don't know where, so I'm sitting on a stair, still two step behind her. Sushi with sushi, me Japanese
minder.
Never had a clue, but I've had a few blinders. You too, many one night stands that are with a sandboard, fear fans. My life's on the rise, singing Singapore plans. Stop tweeting my night. Ring your man, can. That's where I'm heading next month with a FedEx blunt in me Macamo shoes, Miramax view with a Serengeti sun.
Yeah.
This goes out to me mum.
That's entertainment. Afternoon rave on a pavement. Did it all black and still stayed away from bacon. Still took a man's girl like Taken. Still got something for a pagan. 9-11 of Oxford, no Cayman. Helicopters in Vegas. But I still vote Labour. Still got paper. Still love to stunt on a hater. Switch it up like Bruce Banner. Banner. Next headline show, we're bringing out Merce and Gaza. Still no love for a gabba. Deep in the abyss, it's a mazza. Speaking of which, I get paid in full like Rico and Mitch. This a peak in Sitch. My team on the pitch. You're more like Lilo and Stitch. Get a bad boy speaker
yo,
for this.
Yo, yes. I got a bird in my back because I don't call back. Got a backlog there, about a million tracks. Got a link in a DM. Flight in a PMC the day.
Carpe diem, all that.
I stand on my own. Walk with a squad. You white Darnells in an Asian box. Chat mess round black. This might get boxed. We rocking and rolling a walk. Come out the shop. On today, I wrote bare face live. Oh, we front a 5-0. Dry no, I'll be about the end. I've been about since last weekend and again. I've been about all year. I bagged a few worldies. No jewels where I done beat to Chelsea and came back here. Yes. You made your mark where you made your mark here.
Yes, the manor, the sesh. Friday, 1st of December. We fucking love it. Ariel, thanks for having us.
Cool Ariel, you absolute diamond.
It's been a pleasure.
That was amazing.
Pretty fucking amazing.
Good job, B.
Still fumbled, for fuck's sake.
It's not nice, is it?
I did it the other day. I don't ever do it, bro. I don't ever do it.
You, that was, I can't.
Saved you, though.
Saved me, yeah.
That was unbelievable, guys.
Thanks very much.
Decent.
I danced like a complete prick for like 6.5 minutes.
Thank you.
You had a bit of a toddler tea skank going there. You had a bit of a fucking... Yeah.
I realised after a minute that I'd just been pacing for like... I was like a small toddler.
You didn't go full toddler, but you went...
I'm deep in like the toddler vibes there.
Yeah.
Guys... That was incredible. Thank you so... I've turned my mic up so... Not my mic, my earphones, because I was, like, so into that.
Got to get in the zone, innit?
Also, that beat is unreal.
So yeah, sick.
Classic.
You guys are so talented, and I know I hope you know that already, but... Jeez!
Thank you.
That was, like, incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I only asked guys, just so everyone knows, I only asked them to do that yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you get the message yesterday? Yeah.
We only decided
We picked the beat, yeah, about 2 hours ago.
That is unbelievable. It wasn't better than mine.
No, not right near. No, but it was, we're getting there. We're learning. That's why we're here
was
to
off
learn
the dome. That's a whole different talent. You
I
know
think
what
that
mean?
You guys just need to like use me as that like level of
Oh, you're getting used, bud. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Benchmarking.
What's that mean?
Is it? Yeah?
Oh, mate, it's gone down. It's got the sorry.
What was that? Daddy, what's it?
Was it Big Daddy Spankface or what was it?
Your name is Daddy Hornball.
That was a fucking Danny Hornball thing to say. That one,
Dick Daddy Hornball, Dick Slap-a-Lot, also a great name. And yours is a bit weird, Buck Hyman.
Yeah, it's a bit left of centre.
That sounds like a villain from like Back to the Future or something. Know what I mean, Buck Hyman.
I feel like I can't do anything else with my mind now because that was so sick.
Thank you.
I can't believe I was...
Just have a rest. Have a nice rest.
Yeah, I think I just looked like a small, tiny child when I was dancing there. And a bit more.
No, I didn't
mean
a toddler. I meant toddler tea.
No, I know, but I think I was actually like a toddler.
Maybe that's what toddler tea's going for with the skank.
Well, yeah, I want to... If anyone... I want to be compared to toddler tea because he's sick, but yeah, he's an actual toddler is probably
more...
We
were with him the other day. Shout out toddler.
He's such a nice guy.
Such a nice guy.
People.
He puts a good tent on as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Festival,
Bollywood tent at Best of All, mate. Saved our weekend.
Banger either. We thought like Scott all weekend was trying to get like some real Bollywood culture, but it turned out it was all sorts.
Don't be racist, Dan.
No. I'm never racist.
Celebrating your culture, my friend, that's all.
Thanks very much.
That was so how long does it take you to like write a freestyle? Like how does it work?
5 minutes. Just smash them out.
You just smash them out
like
I wrote mine whilst we were waiting to come and prepping today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I did mine just like off the cuff, like the toys and the hammer.
That's the next level.
I'd forgotten them bars, but the rosemary water brought them back, innit?
Yeah. You've got to keep drinking that stuff. It's very important. Mm-hmm. So I thought we could finish the show today with a bit of Dave because his new EP is sick.
Yes.
This is a track called Game Over. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to tell the audience?
Sesh, December 1st. Sesh.
Sesh.
You are going to be dancing and raving to this song all December and January and for the next 20 years. Listen to it next week. It comes out.
And what can everyone be excited about? There's something coming. Is it before Christmas or after Christmas?
You're going to know everything this Christmas. Yeah. You'll find out.
So it's something's happening.
In the next couple of weeks, we've got a lot of
big announcements. Keep your eye on our socials. Yeah. Keep your eye on our socials. There's a lot to announce.
It's going off.
Everything is so exciting for you guys at the moment. I think 20... what year are we?
18.
2018's next year, isn't it?
Yes.
2018's going to be the year of the manor.
It is.
Trust me.
See you at the Brits party again, yeah?
We will. 100%.
I really can see you winning a Brit.
Yeah, no.
I think so.
I think, really. Could, I think so.
We would have. Have we not? We ain't ever yet.
No.
We should have been. Should have been up there.
I yeah. think you will. I just got this feeling in my belly. After that as well, I feel very deeply excited for everything that's coming.
The speech will go off.
Yeah, the speech will go off.
Oh.
The acceptance speech will be yeah. madness.
It will, you're going to bring back that level of like anarchy that is needed.
I'll dick slap the Brit Award. I swear to God. If you win the Brit, I'll dick slap the Brit Award.
You heard it here first.
100%.
You fucking will as well, seriously.
Thank you, sir, guys, so much for joining me. It's been an ultimate pleasure, as it always is.
Always a crack.
Yeah. Always
a crack, honestly.
Are you coming? You coming for a drink Friday?
Oh yeah, I'm coming. Yeah.
Secret,
for a drink.
Secret location.
Not saying anything, but I'm coming. All right, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Harriet.
This is a bit of Game Over by Dave. You guys have been incredible. This has been Harriet Rose and the Manor on Foobar Radio. We love you.
See you later.
Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
I've had people trying to play me, but I know them days are over. People think I'm going crazy, but I know this game is over. I have people trying to play me, but I know them days are over. People think I'm going crazy, but I know this game is over.
It's game over. How could I have any fucking time with all this weight on my shoulders? Wish I was older until the day that I got older. And now I'm grown up with a bag full of problems, thinking how do I solve them? And it's like if I ain't got a job, then my mum gonna think I'm useless. But I don't wanna be no super student, mummy, I'm only human. I applied for jobs in retail, and all the times I tried, ignored, declined, I never got emailed. I was gonna take it to uni, but I got tired at the end like seashells. How many fucking times the teachers told me that I was talented? 15 putting in work, trying to get heard like I wanna bring cattle in. Now I got all this pressure, and I don't know how to handle it. My life's like a magic trick because all my options are vanishing. From Cadbury to cannabis, it sticks in the air like javelins. So many men got poked and that's why I'm on to notes like Madison. I wanna make time for Allison because her body good like Samaritans, but I don't think I can balance it. Look, I used to have so many friends. Me and them went different ways. Some man wanna drink and party. Me and them got different aims. And as soon as you cut man out, people say that you changed. Nothing changed here. Same player, different game. I used to have so many friends. Me and them went different ways. Some man wanna drink and party. Me and them got different aims. As soon as you cut man out, people say that you changed. Nothing changed here. Same player, but just think before you start it. Not one of them dogs are barking. My young boy got a cast on his right arm, so he cut in with a left like Morris. The 3-8 got a kick like Courtois, but the 4-5 got a bite like Suarez. Don't make me call Uncle Ahmed. Hoodie and gloves from Vauxhall Market. I know many men think I'm a target, and I still got beef that's awkward. But if a man wants war, that's walkers. Tell a pagan that we're ready to sort it. I don't wanna play no games, and I don't wanna give no warnings. Catch that you in a rave, we'll leave the party red like Jeremy Corbyn. And tell your girl not to force it, cause I do not treat her fancy. I made the girl come round and go low, now I just call her Kante. Ha 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 ha, I remember when she didn't wanna add me, cause she wanted to fuck with a bad breed. Now she wanna chill with a rapper or athlete. But isn't your man in jail? Didn't that dickhead wife you? You said you would hold it down, but I guess my man got lied to.